If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The corrupt U.S. government is bankrupting the economy and igniting a third world war while flooding the border with single military-aged men. The media continues to divide us along party lines with another rigged election, while Hollywood tries to goad the people into a second civil war. And while this is all happening, humanity is being slow-killed with technologies that only serve to isolate and track us. 9 years ago, hundreds of scientists were warning us of the dangers of cell phones and 5G radiation.
I'm Dr. Martin Blank from the Department of Physiology and Cellular Biophysics at Columbia University. We are scientists and engineers, and I'm here to tell you we have created something that is harming us, and it is getting out of control. The incidence of fatal brain cancer in younger people has more than tripled. We are putting cellular antennas on residential buildings and on top of hospitals where people are trying to get well. It's particularly frightening that radiation from our telecommunication and power line technology is damaging the DNA in our cells. The time to deal with the harmful biological and health effects is long overdue. We are really all part of a large biological experiment without our informed consent.
And things have only gotten worse. Millions have been murdered with a mandated mystery injection, which has debilitated even more and infected the living with nanotechnologies that are linking us with machines. An artificial intelligence grid is being built around us, and the people have never been more divided. And if we fail to unite, the future of humanity is destined to be grim. In Ronald Reagan's famous 1987 speech, he referred to an alien threat that could unite humanity.
I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us?
And regardless of what he was referring to 37 years ago, that alien threat is here today. It is the anti-human artificial intelligence that humanity is giving birth to.
Sentient artificial intelligence, far beyond human beings. You give it 1,000 years alone to make better and better versions of itself. Where does that go? That goes to a god. It literally can create universes.
But what kind of god? So, like, I think of it this way. So the first stage of the Industrial Revolution consisted of people building machines that were stronger than the human body.
Right.
Right? So the steam-powered loom.
Sure.
The backhoe.
Combustion engine.
They replace muscles.
Right.
Right. So that's what the machine does. It becomes stronger than the human body. The second stage, which we're in the middle of, consists of creating machines that are more powerful than the human mind. That's what computing is. And I would say AI or supercomputing is just that exponentially. But that doesn't make it a god in the sense that the machine, however powerful it is, any more than a backhoe is a god, mm-hmm. because it can dig a trench faster than 100 men. It's still something that people created. So the story hasn't really changed. At the center of the story are people, and their creative power may lead to unintended consequences, but the machines that they build did not make the universe and did not make people. People made the machines.
Right.
So I would say the part I agree with is there's a spiritual component here for sure. People will worship AI as a god. AI, Ted Kaczynski was likely right, will get away from us. We will be controlled by the thing that we made. All those are bad. Like, that's just bad. And we need to say unequivocally, it's bad. It's bad to be controlled by machines.
Right.
Machines are helpmates. Like, we created them to help us, to make our lives better, not to take orders from them. So I don't know why we're not having any of these conversations right now. We're just acting as if this is like some kind of virus, like COVID, that just spreads across the world inexorably. There's nothing we can do about it. Just wait to get it. It's like, no. If we agree that the outcome is bad, which – and specifically it's bad for people, we should care what's good for people. That's all we should care about.
Tucker Carlson is doing God's work. Absolutely. We're turning our lives over to it. We're giving it the power. See the full report at man.video and on X at Real Alex Jones. Artificial intelligence and the grim future of a divided humanity. That's the topic of today's broadcast. Please stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours ahead of Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. It's 195 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 34 seconds. The most important election in world history. All right, some of the great radio stations we have do not carry the first 5 minutes of the broadcast, but we still do it while they carry local news. And if you tune into that, you saw part of an incredibly important report by Greg Reiss that's at band.video right now on AI and the takeover of humanity. And we're also going to be posting it as we speak at Real Alex Jones on X. Now, I really do want to talk about AI and what I've been talking about for years. And then we have Tom Renz with some really big poison vaccine, poison mRNA shot news concerning who inside the Trump camp is one of the main people still pushing all this garbage and a key weak link in Trump. And so we're going to do a deep dive on that. But putting that back on screen, there is Greg Reiss's report, Artificial Intelligence and the Grim Future of a Divided Humanity. It just went up in the last few hours. It needs to get millions of views. But Tucker Carlson on Joe Rogan's last show last week explained, why are we creating gain-of-function bioweapons that'll kill everybody? Why are we producing more hydrogen bombs? Why are we letting AI take over and acting like it's just some storm blowing in that we can't stop or some virus? It is being directed by most of these companies and groups to predatorily manage and control humanity and monopolize and vertically integrate markets and end human competition as we know it that is extremely destructive to our species. But I was speaking of Joe Rogan having dinner like 3 years ago with Joe and a very prominent computer scientist, I'm not going to say who, from MIT. And we had about a 2.5 hour, you know, a deep discussion on AI and the future of robotics, computers, everything. And I said, what is currently the most powerful, that was 3 years ago, AI system on Earth? And the engineer said, what? And I said, it's the red light camera systems. It's the synchronized light systems around the world. Because by my measure, the most powerful AI doesn't have to be a powerful program. The way AI is being rolled out, what they call AI, gets humans to basically follow its orders, and that's its power. And we voluntarily, most of the time, go along with the streetlights because we believe it's a better system to stop traffic jams and be safer and move the traffic. And so it's not really artificially intelligent. Its intelligence is in its simplicity and the fact that we as a mass together buy into it. And so it is controlling us because we've made the decision to sync with those lights and to let it give us orders like it's our captain of a ship. And they thought that was pretty profound. But the larger point is that artificial intelligence doesn't think a sunset is beautiful. Artificial intelligence doesn't have ancestors going back eons and eons that we are all part of. Artificial intelligence is not connecting to the higher dimensions. Artificial intelligence is not made up of colonies of billions of cells. Artificial intelligence or an aware autonomous computer is simply something programmed to carry out a mission. And Tucker's analogy of a backhoe is not a god. It's not artificially intelligent, even if it's run by a robot. It just simply can dig a ditch 100 times faster than a man. It can do the job of 100 men. Okay, we choose to do that because it lets us build bigger and better things. But we don't worship the bulldozer or the backhoe. But in the process of take the Texas Instruments calculator that came out in the 70s, that was hundreds of dollars at the time, and decades later the same calculator was $5, I was still in school when they made us do most of the math by pencil. And back then I was not good at math, but I was, you know, I could pass the classes. Now I try to remember how to do math. It's like an ancient, you know, thing I've forgotten because I use a calculator. And you say, well, are you a troglodyte or are you against tools? No. But just because I could have my legs cut off and have robot treads put on I don't get rid of my legs because I'm loyal to my humanity and I want to walk and it pumps blood through my body and it makes me healthier and I like it and it's what I am. Even if they'd perfected all this AI 200 years from now and it could create utopias, we should still be loyal to our ancestors and loyal to what we are and our species and stand up as a species. But from day one, this entire globalist transhumanist project that goes back to Francis Galton 170 years ago has been about replacing humans and has been about the elite finding the fountain of youth and life extension and bringing in a type of neo-feudalism that is only a bridge to the anti-human, post-human world once we've been destroyed. And that is the official doctrine of the Club of Rome and the World Trade Organization and the IMF and the WEF and Yuval Noah Harari and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and all the rest of these people. They believe they are directing an accelerated evolution, I would call it a de-evolution, a devolving, on us. And we've got to have a larger debate and discussion about that. And we've got to stop always following the stimuli of the system. The social engineers tell us we're animals, we have no free will, but they have free will, they say. Well, if you don't hand your authority over to them, they don't have any power. And that's really the main message. So let's put on screen the live show headline from today. Because it's important what I wrote there. It's very simple. Humanity is splitting into two distinct groups. The quickening is here, the wheat from the chaff, the pewter from the gold, the sheep from the goats. And there's always been really two groups of humans. But there's been a lot of people in the middle. But that dichotomy, that split is becoming more clear, more evident than ever. Tuesday emergency broadcast. Humanity is splitting into two distinct groups. Learn the secrets of what's happening and what's coming. And so you see it. You see people that believe mainstream media and government lies that are murderers of logic, that are completely ridiculous, that have no facts, no common sense, that don't care they're being lied to, that believe whatever new lie they're given, complete paradoxes where there's no logic and things don't make sense, oxymoronic. But then you've also got people that don't believe the system who are even more delusional and then just believe everything's wonderful and basically Q 2.0 where all the evil world leaders have been arrested and have been killed and there's actors and clones and the Delta Force saved us. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands are dying from fentanyl, massive human trafficking, the dollar's being devalued, huge wars breaking out everywhere, 20-plus million dead from poison shots. We are entering a hellish dystopia. All the numbers are coming in on actual production and shipping is way down domestically and foreign. The economy is going into hell itself. Massive third world collapse from the years of lockdown. Huge surging illegal alien populations, crime, defunding of police by design, mass mental illness, life expectancy plunging, birth rates plunging, suicide exploding, every form of cancer off the chart. I mean, all the real gauges. I mean, the Q movement's driving a car along and all the lights are flashing red and there's steam coming out of the radiator and black smoke out of the engine and then the car burst into flames and they're saying, look, we're invincible. JFK Sr. is Q. And the world is flat. And it's because you had a lot of gullible people that thought America was the best and everything was fine and we were doing great and they were in denial for decades and now they know they were lied to. They don't have any historical basis or deep research on the founding fathers or on the major wars or the different syndicates or the private central banks. And then it's easy just to make it like a fiction event where anything you make up that you want to believe is put out there because people don't want to admit how much trouble they're in. And it's very, very sad, and it's extremely, extremely dangerous to see what happens during a collapse and a societal betrayal and a broken social contract. People just don't jump out of buildings like in the Great Depression by the tens of thousands. They commit the murder of their logic. And so the left says two men can have a baby and pedophilia is okay and Joe Biden's super sharp and wonderful and there's no inflation or inflation's good. They say both. And then on the other side of the crazy town, the world is flat and Hillary Clinton was executed at Gitmo and on and on and on and on and on. It is so dangerous. So you've got the left brainwashed, believing total idiocy, and the transgenders out with the Hamas protesters that would cut their heads off in Gaza. Over with all the Q people and all the mental illness. You've got those that are taking on the great delusion the Bible warns us of in the end times, that even the elect could be deceived because it was such a great delusion and God gives them over to it. So you've got people that are just totally in cuckoo world and they're getting worse by the day, worse by the minute over here. And then you've got people that are getting back to God, back to country, back to family, back to common sense and studying how things really work and realizing what's happening. And there are powerful banking combines that were set up by very evil, very smart people hundreds of years ago that had this big technology project for total control that has delivered because humans are so smart. And because they have the money, they could buy up the technology they wanted and basically deploy it and set it up the way they wanted to. But the people that have inherited it and the people running it are the very worst of us. And some are black, some are white, some are brown, some are old, some are young. But you look at them, and they are the most delusional of all. And that's why the normal checks and balances that would stop a nuclear war or a gain-of-function release or putting out a shot to depopulate people and to think that they could then cover that up and massage it as a test and bring out something even worse. And, of course, that's backfired on them. And so they have to go dig bunkers and get ready for the end of the world when they're the ones ushering in the end of the world because they're not thinking through the processes or they're delusional and believe their dystopic oppression of us and their manipulation of the public, having us infight, will be enough to have us all fighting and killing each other while they run away with civilization. And that's not happening. They're destroying the very civilization that they live off of in the process of claiming they're going to build a breakaway civilization and remain immune from the evil and the corruption of their actions. They think they're going to escape justice, and they're not going to escape justice. So if you think things are crazy now, and I've been saying this for a long, 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 long time, they're about to get a lot crazier. So I've done a little preaching here at the beginning. Now, let me tell you what I got coming up today, all right? Obviously, we've got the show trial of Trump. That's interesting, but we know he's innocent and it's all crap. So what's the point of covering it? I'll hit it some. But what's really important is with one voice, whether you're in Brazil or Australia or New Zealand or Germany or the UK or Canada or the Democrats in America, they're all saying, arrest Elon Musk now. That's just overnight. Senators in Australia, congresspeople in the U.S., because he won't take government orders to censor people that are putting things out that are legal. And he won't take orders from Australia of what to do around the rest of the world. So you've got them, the EU coming after him criminally. You've got Brazil coming after him criminally, Australia, I've got clips of them saying it in English, we need to arrest him. I'll play it in a moment. A senator in Australia, we need to arrest him. He's got too much power. And other side will say, why are you supporting Elon Musk? He's evil. The globalists are coming after him, and they also said they want to shut down Rumble. Rumble's not perfect. They're about as good as it gets when it comes to freedom. But do I politically align with Rumble 100%? No, it's millions of people using it. It's diverse. But that's a great group. Same people are after them. And They're after them for real, okay? I mean, this is real stuff Elon Musk is doing. I mean, putting me back on air? We're reaching, I hate to even say it, it's ridiculous. This makes the enemy more upset. Kind of like being under the radar, but 20 million extra people today, conservatively. Oh, yeah, the song goes, I'm back in the saddle again. I'm back, but we were never gone. But the issue is, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I mean, you know, I'll take what I can get. So if you don't stand with Elon Musk when they're trying to destroy Tesla, they're trying to destroy SpaceX, trying to take his funding away, they are suing him everywhere. The same law firms that sued me in rig courts are after him. And they rig them, folks. And all of this is going on. And you're like, well, he's not perfect on this or that. I get it. The point is he's moved way over to us. It's a larger discussion of, okay, so you don't want any freedom on Rumble or on X. I mean, I don't own stock in Rumble. I support them, just like I support Elon Musk, because those are the two biggest, safest places there are. And you got InfoWars, and, you know, you got Steve Bannon over there really knocking it out of the park, reaches a lot of people, and you've got Tucker Carlson just devastating the enemy, and you've got Joe. Like I told you 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I said, wait for Joe to get real hardcore, because behind the scenes, he's hardcore, and he's awake now. But he likes to move in on him, kind of a jiu-jitsu, slither up on you before you know what got you. And you see what I told you is true again. And so this is a really crazy time to be alive. But I was just talking to Joe, and he didn't say it was off record, but, you know, he was just like, thank God, 2 weeks ago, talking to him. He said, thank God for Elon Musk, because he takes all the heat for us. And that's true. I mean, now that they're moved on to trying to destroy him and Tucker Carlson, who are, I would say, bigger, obviously Elon Musk way bigger, and then Tucker Carlson does reach more people, and I think is more eloquent in many ways. I'm not trying to size people up, or I'm not in competition with them. I go to sleep at night feeling good that Joe Rogan's hardcore now, and feeling really good that Elon Musk is doing what he's doing, and feeling really good that Tucker is so real and so smart and so populist and can really communicate. I mean, I want to beat this thing. I don't want to be the big talk show host. But so many other talk show hosts, and I'm not going to name names, never promote other shows, never have other people on from other systems, because to them it's all about one thing: bottom line money. And that's why those same groups won't go half as far as a Tucker Carlson or an Alex Jones will go, because they're trying to play it safe. And in this evil globalist system, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot play it safe. Playing it safe is how we get destroyed. You got to be all in against the globalists, because they're all in against you. And you may not believe in the devil, but the devil believes in your ass and wants to destroy you. Kill, steal, and destroy. So we're going to play that clip when we come back in a few minutes. And then I meant to get to this yesterday, but there's more comments today, so I'm glad I waited. Hillary Clinton saying Trump's going to be a dictator. it's like a fox seeing a toad in the farm and screaming, oh my God, the toad's going to eat the chickens. I mean, unbelievable. We're going to get to that. And we've got so much on all the different tyranny that's taking place. It's insane. Absolutely insane what's going on. And these leftists blocking colleges, attacking people, blocking Jews from going into the schools. You could be against Israel or what Israel's doing, but most of the Jews are liberals and against Israel. I mean, it doesn't matter. The point is demanding IDs. That sounds Jewish. You can't come to school. Columbia blocking the IDs of Jewish professors. They're not allowed to come into work. That's going to be done to everybody, folks. That's the social credit score. That's how this stuff works, okay? So this is so dangerous. That's the technocracy. I don't want to block the Catholics, the Jews, the Muslims, the agnostics, anybody. Where they go in and say, we're blocking you from coming into college. Remember Evergreen College when they blocked the professors that were white from coming in? That was like 6 years ago. This is the plan everywhere with big struggle session mobs of leftists trying to take your free speech away. All right, we're going to go to break. And I'm going to come back and plow into the huge Elon Musk news. I mean, it's wild. What Elon Musk has been really successful at is really getting the establishment to come out in the open and admit what they want. And boy, are they. We want Elon Musk arrested. He's got too much power. Yeah. That means you got too much power. And so much more. Before we do that, we have some great products that are back in stock at drjonesnaturals.com. And that's Next Level Foundational Energy. Next Level Foundational Energy is the breakdown of folic acid that most people don't fully absorb. A lot of folks, almost none of it. And it isn't a stimulant, but it has a stimulant effect. Believe me, be careful when you first take it. Because if you already had deficiencies in this, and if your body wasn't processing folic acid right, you're going to think that you just, you know, drank 14 cups of coffee. But it doesn't have any letdown because it's not a stimulant of the neurons. It just lets the cells operate at a higher energy level. That creates a huge foundation. I cannot tell you how amazing this product is. It's not just the methylfolate. It's got other key compounds that accelerate it into the cells. You need it. It's back in stock. No reviews yet at drjonesnaturals.com because it was over at InfoWarsStore.com, but now it's exclusively available at drjonesnaturals.com. That's drjonesnaturals.com. And there's also other great products at drjonesnaturals.com, like all of the nano silver products, like the nano silver toothpaste, Super Blue with the tea tree and the organic other compounds. It's fluoride free and it has iodine as well. So good for your gums. Super Blue and other amazing products at drjonesnaturals.com. Just drjonesnaturals.com. We're going to go to break. I also want to just let everybody know that if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, everybody should be taking Vitamin Refusion. It's been sold out for, I think it's 6 months or longer. I don't know, it's 5-6 months. The point is, it's got all the vitamins, all the minerals, the key amino acids. Put a scoop of it in a pitcher. Stir it up. Tastes great. Fruit punch. Put it in the refrigerator. Drink it in the morning on ice, the evening on ice, and get everything you need in a liquid form for better, way better absorption. It's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's 40% off Brain Force Ultra, the liquid that kicks in quick, works quick, dissipates quick with no letdown. Brain Force Ultra is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and thank you all for your support. All right, I want to air this quick boil down of the Joe Rogan Tucker Carlson interview. It's all things solid gold. I may do like a Saturday show for like 4 hours and start and stop and comment on the whole thing. It's just Tucker Carlson's just absolutely solid gold. He's hitting on all cylinders. Praise God for him. What a soldier in the fight against tyranny. And then I'm going to get into arrest Elon Musk. And it's over the stabbing video of the priest being stabbed in the face, who, by the way, is a listener of the show and exposed the New World Order and super popular all over the world in Australia and has a giant church and is a Trump supporter. And then a Muslim attacks him. And they want to put you in jail for showing this. But they selectively show the footage they want. So they want to tell adults what you can see and what you can't see. And they want Elon Musk arrested. I've got video of this happening. It's been called for. Because they want to control what you and I can see. And if you don't stand with Elon Musk on this, then you're part of the problem. It's that simple. The war for free speech is absolutely paramount. It's entered a key phase right now. But here's the little Tucker Carlson piece.
I have to say, your willingness to platform or to have a conversation with Alex Jones, I think was a revolutionary act, actually. Not that everything Alex Jones says is right. It's not. Not everything I say is right or anyone says is right. But Alex Jones is an interesting person. And even if he's not interesting, he has been walled off from the rest of us through name calling. And your willingness to be like, no, actually, we're just going to listen to Alex Jones and you can decide for yourself.
Well, Alex has been my friend for more than 20 years.
But I'm sure you have other friends you haven't invited. And just like,
right.
You were not allowed to talk to him. And when you hear Alex Jones talk, you definitely understand why they told you you couldn't listen to Alex Jones.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I had him as one of the first guests when I came over to Spotify.
Love that.
I was like, let's go.
What did they say?
Well, a lot of people weren't happy. We lost sponsors. It was an issue. But I think it did the job And one of the reasons why he's gone through some issues is because that guy is uncovering real shit that's terrifying every fucking day. When you see so many lies and so much propaganda and so many psyops that are being done on people, you start seeing them where they don't exist. And that's what he did.
Well, and he's also channeling some stuff. You can't call 9/11 in detail because you're super informed.
Before the fact.
He called it.
Yes.
He literally called it. In the summer of 2001, he said planes will fly into the World Trade Centers and they will blame a man called Osama bin Laden.
We know the government's planning terrorism. We know Oklahoma City and World Trade Center was terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners. If you do it, we're going to blame you because we know who's up to it. Or if you let some terrorist group do it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. If any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s running the Mujahideen War and whose family builds all the military bases over in Saudi Arabia right now and sits on the board of Iridium Satellite, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system.
We know that he said that because he said it on tape.
Yeah.
Multiple times. And then he said, call the White House and tell them this.
Now I'm going to put the call out that you call the White House and tell them, look, we've seen the news stories that you've wanted to blow things up, that you have blown things up, and that we're aware of who the terrorists are if you pull this. This can stop this Hitlerian Reichstag event.
He's channeling something.
You think
that's
so?
Super. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
There's like no other. I mean, tell me how he did it otherwise. I've asked him about it. How did you do that? At length, he had dinner in my barn recently. We're talking about this. How'd you do that? I don't know. It just came to me. And that's real. What you see, and that's not a new phenomenon. It's happened throughout history. There are people called prophets. And there are people who were prophets who weren't called prophets, but there are people who have information or parts of information, bits of information, visions of information come to them and then they relay it. It's not from them. They received it. This is like the, you know, one of the oldest phenomena in human history. So those people tend to be a little crazy, a little imbalanced, a little different from everybody else. Do you know what I mean? They live on locusts and honey in the wilderness. I mean, that's just like they're not like everybody else. And that's clearly part of what – I'm not saying that everything that Alex Jones says is a prophecy from God. It's not. But that was prophetic. And if it wasn't, tell me how it wasn't. In July of 2000 – like I lived in Washington in July of 2001 – you know, my dad worked in the government. Like, I was as well informed as anybody could be about what was going on in the government. I've always been interested in what's happening in other countries. I was aware of Osama bin Laden. I knew about the Taliban. I knew, you know, more than most people. There's not one person who was saying, not one person in Washington, D.C. was saying, you know, at some point soon, they may fly airplanes into the World Trade Centers and blame Osama bin Laden. Like, that just wasn't a thing. So if you said that multiple times on camera, there's a reason. I've said this to 50 people, what I just said to you, and they all look at me like, yeah, that's stupid. Tell me how it's stupid. Like, tell me how he did that. Like, that's impossible, actually.
He didn't just do it with that either.
No, I'm aware.
He's done it with a lot of things.
Today, in 2002, there is a tyrannical organization calling itself the New World Order, pushing for worldwide government, a cashless society, open borders, total and complete tyranny.
A Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite, millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, and the forced vaccines, and the hell we're already living in that's just going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back. You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore. You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able to just, you know, go out and enjoy yourself all the time. Read what these monsters are planning for you. A bioweapon release could be the thing they'd release to bring in a world government to counter a global problem. And the UN has said that a global pandemic is the only thing that may save their world government. It may not be this year, but this is the globalist plan. So if you start seeing a bunch of people die in China, and you see it, 1,000 dead, 100,000 dead, and then by the time you hear it's 100,000 dead, it'll be here on these airplanes, and you won't have anywhere to go.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Looking at a giant war in February right now, I predict the Russians are going to roll in. They're already there. They're going to roll in.
With attacks across Ukraine, which is the size of Texas.
And I believe Tucker. He's hardcore. He's awake. The left admits it. I predict he won't be at Fox News in the near future. I'm going to leave it at that. By the way, Fox News needs Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson doesn't need Fox News.
There continues to be reaction to the bombshell news that Tucker Carlson, the highest rated personality on Fox News, has been fired.
We're here with the world's most dangerous man, the most censored man in the English language, Alex Jones.
All right, that video is live on X. At Real Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, and Joe Rogan are blown away by the many shocking predictions of Alex Jones. But I meant to play this Sunday, and I didn't. I sent it to the crew Saturday. They'll find it. It's on X. It's where I did it 7 years ago on Joe Rogan. I talked about AI and what was going to happen in the next decade. And that's really even better prediction than all those others. But it's like a 200-piece jigsaw puzzle, and I've been given 180 pieces with all the facts and things happening. And then the Holy Spirit gives the last 20. So I did talk quite a few times at dinner with Tucker and at his house and stuff. I've stayed there and about these things. I told him personal stuff that I haven't repeated on air. He told me amazing personal stuff. And I did tell him I had dreams of the World Trade Centers hit by planes. And that's why I went on air. And Chase Geyser found it actually early 2001, not July, not the middle, but early. He found the radio broadcast where I said the same stuff. And the reason I raise that is it became a controversy that William Cooper was saying similar things at the time. He was very smart, by the way. I would try to listen to his show on shortwave. I still have it, really powerful. They used to be a sponsor. So Grundig sent me their big, huge, badass, professional shortwave receiver. And for whatever reason, the shortwave station Cooper was on, I could never get. It was like 10,000 watts or something. Occasionally, listeners would send me tapes of Cooper, and I thought it was really great broadcaster, but I'd probably listen to William Cooper 10 times, when he was on air, because I just would get cassette tapes. Listeners sent me. That's when I would listen. I read his book. I really wasn't into UFOs, but... And I had him on the show one time, and he kept cussing, and so I had to end the interview because there's a board operator, and on talk radio back then, you got big trouble for cussing. Everybody knows he cussed on air a lot. I'm not putting him down for that, just a fact. And then later people said, well, you kicked Bill off for cussing. We didn't hear the cussing because there was a damn delay. And we have the same delay today. It's a you can set it for 3, 5, 8, 9, 10 seconds. I think ours is set at like 10 seconds for maximum. That's why when somebody calls in and cusses, I go, don't do it again, or we got to let you go, because you have to delay that. You know, they hear somebody say the F word, they go bloop. When I do it every once in a while, they go bloop. And then if I do it again, they'll say, don't do it again. We're out of delay. You're live. Because the computer like puts it back 10 seconds. But if somebody keeps cussing, you can't do it. Like, we caught Jones. William Cooper never cussed on air. And how dare him attack him? I didn't. Back then, I was not, in charge. When I interviewed Cooper, I think in like 1996, 97 or something. And the board operator and the producer said, okay, he just cussed. He's cussed again during the break. They said he cusses one more time. We're going to hang up on him. And I said, don't do that. Don't do that. They said, no, I'm not getting fired. So we come back from break. Cooper starts cussing again. He loved to say, ready to delay. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. He should be able to say that. The point is that's what happened. And then he got mad because they hung up on him. And that began the whole Cooper attacking me. And it doesn't matter. I'm only telling that story because there have been hundreds of millions of views over the last 20-something years on YouTube and then on X, Twitter before, and Facebook of Cooper attacking me. And it's all because he got pissed off that they hung up on him. And that was not my fault. And I made it sound good when they hung up on him. I even said, well, thank you, sir. Goodbye. So they bloop. I go, well, thank you, sir. Goodbye. And like, we didn't hear him get hung up on because it was a delay, dummies. And I wasn't trying to get in a fight with him. He was a great broadcaster, a great brain, a great naval veteran, a hero in Vietnam. I love William Cooper. And I refuse to sit there and be his enemy about this. And I also refuse to be in this world where you either like William Cooper or you're like Alex Jones. We're trying to beat the same enemy here. And, you know, that's the bottom line. And so that's why I spent a little bit of time on that when it really doesn't even matter. It's just a little strange factoid. But let me speak to the ether, because that's more important than Alex Jones or Bill Cooper. 90% of me going on air and saying they're going to fly planes to the World Trade Center and call the White House, tell them don't do it. That's in the full broadcast. And now we know stuff Chase Geyser found. And I guess I should do a show this week on it. In fact, Chase is here. Tell him, find not just a clip of that. I want to play like 10 minutes of the show in, you know, so they can get the feel of it from, like, I think it's like January 2021. I mean, 2001. Wow, time flies. Is that I was having dreams of planes flying in the World Trade Center, and that was obviously God. And I wasn't a big TV viewer. I never have been. And I was never really an X-Files guy because I'm not into aliens, or at least back then. It wasn't my bailiwick. I didn't know that 6 months before 9/11, they aired a Lone Gunman episode, an X-Files spinoff, of where a secret group in the government tries to fly a jumbo jet into the World Trade Center to trigger war with a Muslim country and bring in tyranny in America, but they're able to hack back in and stop the plane from going in. So it was in the ether then. So I'm here on air explaining that it wasn't just me that was picking up on this. And when I say 90% of it was there, they're on the news. Bin Laden, he's about to attack. He's the bad guy. He's going to get you. I knew the feds had let the Islamics in 1992 bomb the World Trade Center the first time with a truck bomb in the basement. There were a lot of data points dealing with all of that. And then I was having dreams of this happening, and I was just sure of it. And then it turns out William Cooper was saying Bin Laden's supposedly about to attack. He didn't say planes in the World Trade Center, but he said they're getting ready to blame Bin Laden for terror attacks to bring in tyranny. And he was dead right, because they were all over the news saying it. We were seeing the same things. It's like Pierre Poilievre, or however you say his name, in Canada, who's the main opposition leader. And I'm not saying he's perfect, but at least his rhetoric's good. They go, look, he's talking about central bank digital currencies. He's talking about vaccine passports. He's talking about cashless society. He's talking about the globalists, the WEF, the New World Order. Well, that's all real. That's all being rolled out. That's all happening. Klaus Schwab brags that he runs Justin Trudeau, and it's a model of penetrating the cabinets. So they put out Pierre's videos next to mine, and people see that, and they go, oh, he's telling the conservative opposition leader what to say. No, he's seeing the same thing. It's like that barge a month and a half ago that ran into the bridge in Maryland. In Baltimore Harbor. I could be looking at it. You could be looking at it. We see it. It hits. It happens. We both talk about it. It doesn't mean we're got a sixth sense, or we're mind melded, or we're telling each other what to say. We saw it. Like if you saw some particular football team win the Super Bowl and you talk about it, but somebody else saw it, you're not giving each other talking points. You saw that. But that's the mind game they sit there and play. And I later said, oh, did the CIA approach Chris Carter to plant that? And Chris Carter went, yeah. The CIA planted that episode on me and came and told me I should do a plot where a rogue government group, remote control, hijacks a jet, blames it on Muslims, flies it in the World Trade Center to bring in tyranny and invade the Middle East and Central Asia. And then 8 years ago, Chris Carter produces a new X-Files and says it's based on me. Look it up. And how I'm right, and how I'm not a racist, and how I'm not a bad guy. What is that? So there is a war in the government of the white hats and the black hats and trying to tell the truth and, you know, people lying. And that's how fantastic and amazing all of this is. But it doesn't matter. The point is, whether it was the X-Files or whether it was William Cooper or whether it was Alex Jones, we all called it coming because it was so obvious to us. And if you can get in that headspace that we're in, and a lot of you are, we can really stop the enemy, because we are the intelligence. We are the new intelligence God created, not the artificial intelligence. And so I want to get to a place where everybody understands this stuff, or a large portion of people do, so we can stop it. My goal is not to be the guy that knows it all and nobody else knows it. That's a very dangerous position, by the way. My goal is to become obsolete, where so many people know what I'm talking about and so many people already have the blinders off, or to use the other analogy, are wearing the glasses like they live, that the enemy cannot get away with this stuff because we're so awake. I don't monopolize it. I don't territorialize it. The information I know is from deep research and focus and a spiritual connection to God to give me discernment. And my goal is to get it to the point where everybody understands it. And we take calls all the time, and I am blown away by the piercing understanding many times. Sometimes the callers are terrible, but most of them are great. Some are incredible. And it feels so good to hear somebody make a point better than I can make it. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the guests that get it right. I'm looking for the callers that get it right. I'm looking to become obsolete. I'm looking to get people to understand what's going on, not by following what I say, but by understanding the larger paradigm and seeing it for themselves. And that's what we do here. And that's our goal. So I've gone off into a rant about 9/11. It's just insane. And then they blew up Building 7. They had a countdown. They said it. They were going to blow it up on the news. We have the video clips. It's open and shut. CIA headquarters, Building 7, the Solomon Brothers building. I mean, go your own rabbit trail. Go down it. It's insane. But it's not a rabbit trail in the sense that it diverts you. It's a rabbit trail in the sense of Alice in Wonderland. You go down the rabbit hole and you really find out what's going on. All right, we're going to go to break. And I'm going to hit the Elon Musk, Hillary Clinton, globalist call for his arrest, call for Trump's arrest, which they're already doing news. It's huge. I'm going to delve into all that. And then I'm going to have Attorney Renz on, not to attack Trump, but to figure out what's going on and warn Trump and warn the people. Because a lot of the folks that promoted warp speed and the poison shots are still in and around Trump. We're going to name names, show you pictures, do it all coming up the third hour. But I'm going to be judicious and focused in the second hour, and I'm going to hit all this. I've got like at least 10 stacks, 10 different story groups, because I put stories that correlate together, and then hit those stacks when we come back. But it's just simply incredible to have clips and statements and video clips in the UK, in Germany, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Canada, in the US, calling for Elon Musk arrest for showing a Orthodox priest who's a great guy. And I'm not a Catholic. I'm not a Protestant. I'm an Orthodox. I'm a Christian. But I was brought up Protestant. But there's great Catholics, there's great, but I really like the Orthodox Church, and it's exploding all over the world. And just every time I see some Orthodox priest up there, it's like, is this the Alex Jones show? I see the translations in Poland and Greece and Russia and the U.S. Although there's Orthodox Christians everywhere, it's probably the oldest Christian sect, and it just seems like, I see clips of them in Serbia. And just like, I'd never hear anything I disagree with. It's like, wow, this is amazing. I mean, I'll be completely honest. I think I'm going to probably, I go to a lot of different churches and check churches out and go with family and Methodist, Baptist. I've been to Catholic churches. I mean, I've been everywhere. I was in Mexico 6 months ago, went to Puerto Vallarta, never been there. Amazing. Old, ancient, 500-year-old churches. I went to two different Catholic masses, beautiful in Latin, and seeing that, and I felt great in there. The Vatican, I felt like I was in hell. I felt the real power of Satan because he's taking that over. But I felt Christ in those Catholic churches. I just go with my spirit, what my spirit picks up. But I'm going to go to some Orthodox churches. We got some here in Central Texas, but nothing like, my wife's from Omaha, and we go up there a couple times a year to see family. And a lot of her friends are, but a lot of Greek community in their neighborhood. She's from, she's not Greek, but we've gone to their own restaurants and stuff, and just really nice people. And so definitely I'm going to go see if other Orthodox churches are like this, because I really like what I'm hearing. I'm not here proselytizing the Orthodox Church. I'm just saying it seems to be, from what I'm seeing, hitting on all cylinders. All right, we are going to go to break. I'm going to come back with all the censorship news. It's so important because they're making their big global move now. The globalists are desperate. All the buildup is to this moment. So we don't want to get punched drunk with all the censorship and say, oh, well, you know. No, now is the key moment when they want global governmental control of speech. It's all coming up. Now, separately, you want these products because they fund this operation, but also because they really work. So I just need you to go support us and get them. Go get them because you support us. And you know that what we're putting out is important. And then once you try them, they're going to work so good, you're going to want to continue to use them. The vast majority of you never go buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com or at DrJonesNaturals.com. But those that do, five-star reviews. Next Level Foundational Energy isn't a stimulant. It cleans out your cells. It's what your cells operate. This is clean energy, the next level. And if you've already got an issue with absorption of folic acid, you're going to be blown away. But everybody gets an effect. But if you are deficient, you're going to be next leveled. Next Level Foundational Energy, DrJonesNaturals.com. So many other amazing products at DrJonesNaturals.com, like the entire Nano Silver line of Wound Gel and Immune Gargle, Swish and Swallow, and Super Blue. Nope, fluoride free, all the essential oils, all organic, the tea tree, the peppermint, the Nano Silver, the iodine, Super Blue at DrJonesNaturals.com. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I'm going to hit all the incredible attacks on free speech and the big main globalist assault worldwide with the UN censorship treaties and everything. The attacks on Elon Musk, Hillary Clinton saying Trump's going to be a dictator. Clips of that. It's all coming up next segment. I'm going right into it. But I wanted to hit some of this. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass just had her house burglarized today for the second time. And in wokeness said, I feel zero sympathy for any politician who supported policies that gut the prison population in half. And she also wants to make homeowners pay for homeless people's new houses so they can tear them out and destroy them and collapse society. It's all Cloward and Piven. But that's what all of this lawlessness is about, is to make people give up on the system and collapse things. And then things will be so bad, there won't be food production that they can bring in all of their controls. So here is the Los Angeles mayor, who is, again, bureaucratically explaining why there's a crime wave. Here it is.
I mean, it's really an embarrassment on our country that we have more people locked up in the United States than any place in the world. And if you look at the many, many, many people who are locked up, they're locked up because they're poor, because they can't afford bail, or they can't afford proper legal defense. If you dealt with the poverty aspect, you could probably reduce the population by 50% with that alone. You know, why are people incarcerated just because they can't make bail?
The Democrats are releasing violent criminals and keeping nonviolent in jail. No, that's the issue. Here is the Biden administration is suing Sheetz gas station convenience stores for discrimination against minorities for doing background checks. So if you want a background check on the person running a store and all that money and all, everything goes on, you're racist. What the hell does that have to do with it? Talk about crime wave. Here it is.
Sheetz is being sued over its hiring practices. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission filed the suit this morning. It claims that the way Sheetz bases employment on criminal records disproportionately screens out Black, Native American, and other multiracial applicants, and that this violates federal law. The suit does not accuse Sheetz of being motivated by race when making hiring decisions. We have reached out to Sheetz for comment, but so far we have not heard back.
Okay, so if you make somebody pass a background check, that's what it's about, you're bad. Where did Biden go last week when nobody wanted to talk to him? A Sheetz gas station. And then now the federal government's suing him because they run a background check. I mean, that's crazy, folks. That's incredibly dangerous. So the government spies on you, scans you, controls you, puts you through all these databases, calls you a white supremacist because you're not a communist. And then if you own a business, You're a franchise owner of a gas station convenience store that serves food and things. And you run background checks on people. Well, you're bad. Ladies and gentlemen, stores will hire anybody that isn't a criminal. And so the issue with both these stores not getting, quote, minority applicants is because they're not getting applications. And that's the system that's been created. But the minority in most areas is the majority now. And there are a lot of great people of every color out there. But this is dangerous. And the globalists know exactly what they're doing. It's like California passing a huge minimum wage. Now all these businesses are laying people off because they can't pay the employees that much money. It's the inflation that's causing all of this. That's the tax. And Biden's printed more money than in the first 200 years of this nation, plus in just the last 3 years, three plus years. That's the big issue. And I know the audience knows that. But the general public still doesn't really understand what the monetization of debt means and what's happening. But all of us feel it, and it's only getting worse. 1 minute break to join some stations. We'll be right back, and we will go right into the biggest attack on free speech worldwide. Governments around the world, whether it's the EU or whether it's Australia, saying they control free speech worldwide. Elon Musk is saying, go F yourselves. So if you remember 6 years ago, they were banning us off of hundreds of platforms. They said it was just about Alex Jones. And I told you, I said, no. I'd read in the Wall Street Journal, they admitted it. They were going to set the precedent with me. I mean, I could already tell that was the case, but they said, once we demonize Jones, which we're doing, and then once people don't stand up for him and we ban him, then we'll have the precedent set to ban everybody. And then we saw the massive censorship, election manipulation, blocking of all the news stories that made Biden look bad, that even though he really had to still steal a few key states, did damage Trump in some areas. And so Elon Musk 2 years ago buys X, buys Twitter, turns it to X, and he says, we'll follow national rules, and if the EU bans videos or says they can't be shared, we'll block them, but we're not going to block them worldwide. And then in Australia, as you all know, a week and a half ago, a very, very popular Orthodox priest gets stabbed by a Muslim in the face and neck, and thank God survived. And the Australian government came out and said, people can still get around that and go to U.S. accounts and find the video. Well, why can't you see it? Well, they, just like they block all the anti-white crime going on around the world, just like they have all that political correctness, they don't want a political debate about what's happening. They are trying to censor that. And so is the EU. And the EU has got criminal investigations open. Brazil's open criminal investigations, saying they're going to arrest people involved in X. They're going to go after Elon Musk. But now we have senators in Australia and other places calling for his arrest, saying he's got too much power. And so the bureaucrats that want to lock you up and give you four shots and all the rest of this garbage. But first, here's Elon Musk 3-4 months ago when there was a huge boycott against him. With George Soros was quarterbacking on record. And he says, fine, if you want to control everybody's speech and my speech with money, go F yourselves. That's a bold move. Here's where he said it.
Apology tour, if you will. That this had been said online. There was all of the criticism. There was advertisers leaving. We talked to Bob Iger today.
I hope
today.
They stop.
You hope?
Don't advertise.
You don't want them to advertise?
No.
What do you mean?
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go f*** yourself.
But
go f*** yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is. Hey, Bob, if you're in the audience.
Well, let me ask you then.
That's how I feel. Don't advertise.
How do you think then about...
And that's the attitude we should all have about free speech. We're adults. You can handle it. There should be no censorship. Unless somebody's directly saying, go kill this person, that's already illegal. Go back to following the law. So here's the headlines. Court orders Elon Musk X to block Sydney church stabbing footage. He refused. Musk declares Australian court censorship of X terror post. Musk decries Australian court censorship of X terror post. Yahoo News. Here's a post by Mario Nafal. Australian senator wants Elon Musk locked up for allowing free speech on X. Jaku Lamble, quote, Elon Musk has no social conscience or conscience whatsoever. Oh, yeah. This is absolutely disgusting behavior, and quite frankly, the bloke who should be jailed. And the sooner that we can bring rules in or do something about this sort of game playing with our social media, the better off we're going to be. But quite frankly, the power the man has because of the platform that he's on has got to stop. It has absolutely got to stop. And Elon Musk said about that, global content takedown orders can harm the internet if adopted widely. Yeah, I think so. There's a newscast clip of this that I meant to send you guys. If we don't have this clip, get it, or tell me if you do have it after we play the senator's clip. But I want this clip. Our concern is that if any country is allowed to censor content for all X countries, which is what the Australian E-Safety Commission, Commissar, is demanding, then what is to stop any country from controlling the entire internet? We have already censored the content in question for Australia, pending legal appeal, and it's stored only on servers in the U.S. But they want him arrested. We'll play that news clip in a moment, but here's the headline. Australian PM, that's the Prime Minister, calls Elon Musk an arrogant billionaire after ex-owner says government wants to control the entire internet over stabbing videos. Well, that's what they're saying they want. Here is the senator talking about it.
The alleged attack, and Elon Musk really showing contempt for the government and its approach on this issue. What's your take on the tech billionaire?
So when it comes to the tech billionaire, like I've already said, I think he's a social media knob with no social conscience. He has absolutely no social conscience. Someone like that should be in jail and the key be thrown away. That bloke should not have a right to be out there on his own ideology platform and creating hatred, showing all this stuff out there to our kids and doing all the rest. I'm very interested to watch what the US is going to do with TikTok and how far that they can do with trying to get rid of that platform as well. So I think we're all watching on the United States at the moment to see what they're doing. But seriously, if we can move, and if that means in the next sitting that we can shut him down from doing this, because this is
just disgraceful. Kick the platform out?
I don't give a stuff about the platform. I'm happy to go off the platform today, to be honest with you. I already have a list of all you journalists. I don't even know why we're on the platform. But I say this to everybody else. I'll be switching off X today. I'll be doing that before I get to the airport this afternoon. And I suggest that the other 227 members of parliament do the same thing and show them that you mean business. Because when you want to lead by example, it has to happen from here. It has to happen from here. So start switching off X. Start throwing it back at him. But we've got to start from here.
Jackie Lambie, David Pocock, great to see you both. And happy birthday, David.
That's only going to backfire on them. I've got another clip of her. We'll play in a moment, actually saying we need to arrest him. But let's play a clip of the national news there in Australia covering this. But you talk about arrogance of these people. Here it is.
Chris, we've had him on this program, has submitted a notice of appeal against the E-Safety Commissioner in this country, Julie Inman Grant, over her takedown order for his post where he supposedly misgendered a trans activist. Tell me the latest with this case. It's a fascinating one. It's one that got international attention. People were shocked that this was happening in Australia. And you would think the E-Safety Commissioner would have bigger priorities, I don't know, child exploitation for one, than to bring down posts on X.
Yeah, that's right. Look, there is a serious issue with the exposure of children to, you know, graphic and obscene content, and it needs to be dealt with. The problem that you've got here with this e-safety commissioner, she's an activist.
Absolutely.
You know, she will continue to expand her role to police the internet, to censor debate in a way that's consistent with her own ideological views. We're just talking about the EPA. It's the exact same problem. You have these unelected bureaucrats that have vague powers, and they will fill it with their views. And, you know, she has a track record of censorship, and it only ever targets one side. And unfortunately, we're seeing that happen again.
And let's not forget, we've mentioned it before on this program, she was appointed by the coalition government. This isn't some Labor appointment. This is another example of the coalition wasting power. You do wonder why, you know, what's the point of voting for them?
Well,
they kind of just appoint lefties to run the bureaucracy.
And also the misinformation and disinformation laws that started under Paul Fletcher when he was communicating. Now, this government's gone way further, but they permitted it through allowing it to go as far as it did.
And this was all done to suppress people saying, hey, the virus is man-made. Hey, the shots don't work. They make you sick. All that's been confirmed. We were right. They were wrong. They're the liars. Remember Australia. Don't talk to your neighbors. New Zealand. Don't look at the sunset. We're your only source of information. Follow whatever we say. They're the tyrants. And it's not just lefties that, oh, did this on accident. They're idiots. Ah. It's all over the world. Jacinda Ardern of New Zealand has now been recruited by the EU, the WFP, the head censorship czar. Remember the clip last year at Davos? They said, soon we'll censor all the speech in America. And they spy on us illegally for political control. And it goes on and on and on. It is naked criminal oppression. Here's another clip of the censorship Ministry of Truth minister, the specific one I mentioned, talking about arresting Musk. Here it is.
Elon Musk has no social conscience or conscience whatsoever. I don't know, whatever Elon Musk is on, it says that that's okay to continue to air that is absolutely disgusting behaviour. And quite frankly, the bloke should be jailed. And the sooner that we can bring rules in or do something about this sort of game playing with our social media, the better off we're going to be. But quite frankly, the power that that man has because of that platform that he's on, it's got to stop. It has absolutely got to stop.
Oh, my gosh, because it's showing, well, they had a bunch of stabbings just that week. Oh, it shows the Muslims running around stabbing people. Oh, we can't show that. Here, let's show what she wants to put us in jail for. Loop it a couple times, the popular Orthodox priest and the huge global awakening to this that's happening. She doesn't want you to see what's being done to Christians. Here it is. And then he's smiling and laughing after it happened. Because it's so funny. And you know what? I don't normally do things four times, but just because the censorship czar looks like a little pig or something, a little demon pig, it's disgusting. I want to arrest Elon Musk right now. Let's play it one more time just for her. You know what? Three more times just for her. Go ahead. Because they want to attack you. They don't want you to know you're under attack. This is the number one threat to white supremacy, right? So, in Brazil, they've already arrested ex-employees. They want to arrest Elon Musk. They're starting the process. Elon Musk is coming up next month. We will cover this, by the way. I think it's the 8th, one from memory, the 8th of May. 2 weeks from now. Hearings on Brazil and Australia and all of this. Yeah, the EU has started criminal investigations and also civil ones. They're threatening billions in fines if Elon doesn't censor people questioning global warming. They flag videos. The left wants them taken down of where we show satellite photos of New Jersey coastline from the 1960s to now, and the coastline's exactly the same. They don't want us to counter their lies. They can't stand against the truth. They're losing, so they're desperate. So the UN and the EU and Australia and all of them and Canada and Trudeau's trying to put you life in prison for hate speech. That legislation is close to passing. I mean, you know who the bad guy is. He said, my favorite form of government is basic dictatorship, what Xi Jinping has, because you get things done. Was it a joke? Was it a joke when they gave an SS officer a standing ovation last year? They think you're stupid. They're laughing at you. And Trudeau gets up on TV and says, no one believes us anymore because this is disinformation. Yes, your lies, your disinformation. That's why people don't buy anything you say and anything you do anymore, because they know you're a criminal. And I'll say it again. All the popular talk show hosts around the world, whether you're in Australia or New Zealand or Russia or areas of Africa or the Middle East or Europe or North America or Latin America, all the top talk show hosts are populist anti-globalists now, because the people are waking up. And their answer is just shut them up. And then you shut them up and more pop up. The globalists are going to lose, but we have to not just oppose their operations. We have to build an idea and a system for an alternate plan that we're not going to force on people, but that we offer people as an alternate system for them to join and to augment and to change and to be part of it with us. And I'm not enemies with anybody in the third world. I get attacked by, I don't want to call it right wing. It's just folks trying to like dunk. And they always edit videos of me when I war game things and talk about things. And it's jump cuts. I forget which clip it is, but it's the one where I'm talking about immigrants here. It's only like 24 seconds. Pull that up before I go to Hillary. And I remember months ago, I've said this many times, you've heard me say it. I'm like, I'm not against the third world being starved to death and under globalist lockdowns. And the globalists lock them down and they do polls up and 90%+ are coming here because they're starving. There are a lot of criminals in there. They're being brainwashed to be anti-American. They're being used in the voter rolls. They're being used for congressional districting to rig things. So we've got to shut the border down, and we've got to deport all the military-age men, bare minimum. And I've come on my show and said it, Steve Bannon, and I call for the military to be used. But see, you score points and go viral with a 24-second edited clip where it jumps around. At the end, I say, but, and it cuts right there, but they're brainwashing them, but they're under UN control, but they're being signed up to vote, but many of them are criminals and human traffickers, so we've got to deport them all. But you then play a tape that's edited so you can say, look, Alex Jones is for open borders. It's not just the establishment that deceives and does these types of things. And I don't play this clip to even attack the groups that did this. I'm sad for them, because that's black propaganda. That had nothing to do with black people. White propaganda is you're pushing something, but it's for a good cause, and you're not lying. Not all propaganda is bad. It means propagate. Propaganda. Gray propaganda is not completely honest, but it's for a good cause. Black propaganda is a lie to create division and to hurt people. And so it's like the clips, and I played them, where I go, Israel should not go into Gaza. They should kill the leadership of Gaza around the world. This is a globalist setup. Biden gave them $6 billion. This is for class civilizations to start World War III. But if Israel was going to go in, they've got to move from the north to the south, carpet bombing, to push all that out, or they're going to get massive casualties. But they shouldn't do that, because it'll be a war crime, and it's a trap. And Steve Bannon was saying that too. Well, you put a 14-second clip out of me saying, you drop Moabs on, you carpet bomb. It's the same deception. And it doesn't hurt me, because most people go, oh, I actually saw the full clip, you're a liar. But it's something that we need to be aware of and how they operate, because you're a regular listener. You hear me every day talk about this. But of course, I don't hate these poor starving people. I'm against the globalist lockdown. I said 4 years ago and 3 years ago, thousands of times until your ears bled, when the first world collapses, the third world dies, they are having way worse lockdowns in the third world. They're going to organize them here and bring them here in the Great Replacement. And I'm not against these people. I know how they've been manipulated, but I love water. But if a dam breaks, it's going to flood and kill me. So I love a glass of water, but I don't love being flooded by it. I love drinking water, but I don't have a fire hose. So I said, so we've got to shut all this down now. It's part of the globalist plan, but I don't hate these people on average. Now, that's what I actually said today. And you're like, yeah, we've heard you say it 500 times, Jones. I know, because we're always thinking about the new listeners. But think about this deceptive clip compared to what you've heard me say, and then just see the deception. But I go, but, and it cuts. Hey, to you deceptors, you did a little bit better if you just cut the butt off. People kind of go, but what? What? I understand a lot of them are victims. I understand they're being starved. I understand their plight. We're facing the same enemy. I understand a lot of them are great people. America is a nation of immigrants. We don't have our kids anymore. We kill our children. So we do need to bring in people from all over the world. But good people that want to work hard, that want to become citizens, that aren't brainwashed by leftists. That's what I said. This is true. I'll say it. I'm not a white supremacist. I don't hate brown people and black people. I don't hate those people. But I understand there's a whole anti-white thing, so people swing to the other side and say, well, then screw all of you. That's the enemy dialectic of making us fight each other. If you go explain this to people from a real rational position, you don't fall into that paradigm and we can build a better world together. So, yeah, I am a classical liberal, like Thomas Jefferson type. Now, the modern liberal is a fascist, evil, race-baiting, pedophile scumbag. Labels mean nothing. You know, but I am a populist, Christian, pro-human. And I love all God's children. And I'm proud of that. So if you want the pro-Hitler show and all that fantasy land, the black uniforms, and you think that's all cool, hey, there's plenty of that for you. You got the wrong show. Because I got one person watching. That's God. I'm sorry to everybody out there. I'm sorry. It's not my wife. It's not my family. It's not you. I love you all. There's one guy watching. And that's all I care about. And the Holy Spirit tells me what to say and what to do. And when I do wrong, God says, hey, that was wrong. It gets me back on target. But I know God loves everybody. I know God wants us to come together, not give up our sovereignty, not be run over, but be strong, but also be honest. And God wants us to come together. And God made all of us. So, yes, I love the black people and the brown people, and it's just the way it is. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter they're being brainwashed and killing us and attacking us, and some of them are demons and terrible. I mean, I saw this latest black guy they caught trying to rape, you know, kidnap kids, and he looks like a total demon zombie. He's demon-possessed, folks, and there's white demon-possessed people. Oh, I got to send that to you guys. I thought I did, but I didn't see it in my stack. It's just hellish looking. Absolutely. Look at that. I mean, folks, that's the final stage of demon possession right there. And all he does is go around kidnapping and raping kids. Or trying to. And that's a zombie, folks. That's a real live zombie. But I don't look at him and hate black people and say, oh, look how pathetic they are. I've seen plenty of white people have that same look, folks. And the thing in them says, get kids, hurt kids, get them. And that's the final stage of serving evil right there. I mean, look at that. He didn't need makeup. He could walk right on a Day of the Dead Part 10. And boom, it's done. All right, here's the clip where they were being deceptive. Here it is. They did big polls of the migrants, and they said, there's no jobs, the farms are shut, the factories are shut, I'm starving to death, I've got to come here. So they're victims of globalism being shut down. And yeah, our country needs new people. We're an aging population. We're not having more children. We're not having replacement rate. So I'm all for bringing people in, and immigration is what founded this country, absolutely. But... they're bringing in a lot of really bad people, brainwashed people. They're having them vote illegally. They're controlling the Democratic Party. They're exploiting them. We got to shut it all down. Oh, don't want to show that because I'm not a good Hitler. I don't want to kill all the black people. I'm not strong like the big guy. You damn right I'm not, because I am working for the big guy. It ain't Hitler. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm going to finish up on the race issues. I was talking about them again to Hillary Clinton, saying Trump's going to be a dictator. So key. But I want to say something else about race. Look, it's open season on white people. White people are demonized everywhere. We're lied about. We're attacked 20-1 disproportionately. The governments and media cover it up. Christians are attacked. Whole black tribes that are Christian get murdered by the UN. It gets covered up. Christians are under attack. The West is under attack. White people are under attack. I've been exposing that for decades. But let me tell you, the vast majority of brown people are hardworking, good folks and love God, and God made them. And 5G's, Greg Reese's report earlier, five-fold increase in brain tumors in children directly linked to all the electromagnetic crap. And they've got studies. The U.S. government did a 20-year study that came out 2 months ago, and they said we're ending the research now. The EU study showed the same thing. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. We're being murdered by the poison shots. We're being murdered by the 5G. We're being murdered by the GMO. They're hurting our children. And so, yeah, okay, I can show you thousands of videos of white people being attacked. The media is trying to suppress, and it's bad, and it's wrong. But that's meant to then piss everybody off and create a race war. And they brainwash a bunch of brown people to hate white people. And that's true. We talk about it. We get demonized by the ADL for it. But 20-something million are dead from these shots. And you remember, folks, the left claims they love black people all over the world. They use them and hide behind them and claim that they represent them. The black folks in record numbers are waking up and joining the MAGA movement and get it. It's beautiful. And they go to a Trump event and get nothing but love. And that's what's happening. So we're winning the hearts and minds. But there's a lot of nasty collateral damage going on in the process by the globalists. But if you remember Bill Gates and Melinda Gates and all of them got up there on TV, Fauci, and said, they'd say, have you had your shot yet? No, I haven't had my shot yet. I want the black people to have it first. I love the black people. That's why Fauci, look it up. Back when the New York Times was totally controlled, they did dozens of stories in the 90s, early 90s, where Fauci ran a program mainly on the East Coast with tens of thousands of children, almost all black. Look up the 95% black. And I'd read these articles. I had some of the families on, and they would come to a single black mother in New York City and say, you got a 9-year-old, you got a 2-year-old. We're going to take the 10-year-old, and if you sign these papers, the 9-year-old, we will let you keep the 2-year-old. And then they'd take the 9-year-old, and they would give him AIDS medications that were experimental and kill them. And in one case, like a 6-year-old black boy, I remember interviewing his mother, he breaks out, pulls off the IVs, climbs out and escapes in underwear, goes to a police station. They don't know what to do. His mother comes and gets him. They take him back and kill him. And the black people are pissed off about that. Well, hey, black people, I love you, man. I'm pissed too. They almost killed my dad. They killed some of my friends with these shots. I get it, brother. We're together. So let's not kill each other over this. Let's go after, not violently, but with the truth. Once we have Nuremberg 2 and they're convicted, hell yeah, death penalty. We're not going to lynch them, though. Let's go after these people together because they're targeting all of us. And if we can just get the black people fully awake, get everybody fully awake, if we can get them awake, and they're very receptive. They're damn close. In fact, they're the fastest group waking up right now. They were under mind control, but they're the fastest group waking up. And then it's Hispanics, and then it's Asians, and then it's everybody. It's white people. I mean, we're kicking New World Order arse. And that's what it comes down to. All this BS about black separatist stuff and white separatist stuff, and we're all going to be in our own communities. If people want to do that, that's their issue. Louis Farrakhan does that. He has some of the best success with black folks getting them up and successful by saying, hey, we're done with your system. It's attacking us. We're going to have our own thing. That's a survival mechanism. We don't need to hear the white devil little cherry on top, but he's moved away from that. He said to me at dinner, he said, you've helped me understand that. I don't know if that's BS, but he told me that at dinner. Guy's got more energy than I've ever seen. After about 5 hours, I said, dude, I'm tired. Like 11 o'clock and I'm going to bed. He was actually offended. I was like, yeah, this guy's got energy. But he invited me to his house. I've been to his house once in Phoenix. He invited me to go to his farm in Michigan. And I just was too pinned out at the time with custody battle to go. I think they were offended at that, but I'd like to interview Farrakhan again. He's not doing a lot these days, but the point is that I don't blame Randy Weber. Green Beret, gets married in the city, sees the crime, all the anti-white stuff. He wasn't a white supremacist. He was a white separatist. He just tried to move to Idaho and live on a mountaintop and be left alone. And I knew Randy well. Dead now. He said, I love everybody. I don't hate black people. Served a lot of great black guys in the military. But he said, I'm tired of us being attacked. I want to be separate from the whole system, the cities, the education system, Hollywood, everybody. Now, I can't say Farrakhan's wrong and then say he's wrong, but that is fine if you're able to do that and not be part of the system. And you break with everything. And you say, I trust my family, that's it. That's a mechanism when you're under attack is to go, hey, I'm not dealing with anybody, people just like me that I trust. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm simply saying we need to identify the New World Order is the trillion-pound rhinoceros running over us and backing over us and stomping on us, and I'm tired of it. And I believe in the future for humanity. And I have a very strong connection to God. I mean, I'm 50 now, and my whole life, my instincts, which is the spirit, has never been wrong. But as a young man, I always ignored it. And as I got older, I started following it more and more, but still half the time. And now, I follow it 90% of the time. And it's incredible. I mean, it's dead on. Absolutely dead on. Here's a quick example. You've seen how magic the universe is. I know a lot of you experienced this. 5-6 years ago, we're at the censorship hearings, and Jack Dorsey, the head of Twitter, is there. And they say he's already left the building, but I wanted to confront him. And I had no idea about the building. I'd only been in the main entrance. And they said, okay, he's coming out this way. And I literally just went, God, where is he? And God goes, go out the main entrance and go around the back. I had no idea what the back was. And I walk around the back with my security guys and cameras. And God's like, no, that's not the back. Go around the other way. And I walk right out as he comes out and catch him. And I'm telling you, that's when you finally, like Luke Skywalker, you know, turns off his targeting computer. It's the same thing. And I'm telling you, discernment is that powerful that more and more I just go, okay, what am I supposed to do? And it's like, just yesterday morning, and this isn't all the time, you know, I'm driving up a hill, about to turn, I'm going on a side street to get on the main highway to go to work, and this stuff never happens unless it's real. And God goes, you need to watch out, somebody's about to run into you right now. And I'm driving straight, driving the speed limit, middle lane, and a guy just comes out of the lane 10 seconds later about to hit me, and I swerve, he doesn't get me, and I go back in. I'm like, whoa, this is incredible. They think they've got AI? When you actually start dialing into the Holy Spirit, it is the God's intelligence. You are now not omnipresent, but the omnipresent is now giving you information and just as much as you can handle. And now that I've never turned to the dark side, never served Satan, never bowed and had courage, I am literally now being given more and more information. It's wild. All right, I'm going to come back with Hillary Clinton, her attack on Trump. Straight ahead, stay with us. So we have massive branding all over the news and all these Netflix shows and big budget movies, Civil War. And I go see the Civil War movie last week, weeks after it's out. Oh, it's nonpartisan. Oh, we don't know who the bad guys are. All the bad guys are white. The president's Trump. The multiracial army goes and kills the white devil. I mean, it was ridiculous. The mainstream media is the heroes. It was disgusting. And it's getting you ready. And the Democrats are actually saying, once he gets in, we're taking control of the military and we're going to block him from being a fascist dictator. I actually posted on X today, but I don't think I gave it the crew. Trump in a Saturday Night Live piece 15 years ago, the people danced around like chickens acting silly. And I said, oh, yeah. Looks like dictator material to me. He went in there and had a coup against him and all the attacks and didn't early on fire the bad guys and got run over. They're the ones that have weaponized the IRS and big tech and all the rest of it against the people. And then Hillary Clinton comes out over and over again, but she did it again. We'll play a clip in a moment, and said Trump is going to be a dictator if he gets back in. Well, the truth is he needs to fire every U.S. attorney like Bill Clinton did. He did it for evil. Trump did it for good. That's the president's power. He needs to put people that don't work for Soros in. He needs to go after them because they've gone after us and they were the initiators and they're the bad guys. We need congressional hearings about the IRS, congressional hearings about big tech. We need to prosecute the people that did this stuff. But Trump's even said, well, I'm not planning to go after him when I get in. Well, they fear he'll do that because they're going to go after him. So we didn't ask for this fight, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, there's the chicken video. In fact, cue it up. Let's play it in a minute. Go ahead and roll. This is the guy that wants to be a dictator. Here it is.
Join me at Donald Trump's House of Wings.
Trump, you know our wings will make you happy.
Chicken wing expert? No. But I can tell you this. The wing is hands down the best part of the chicken. Better than the head, better than the torso, better than the back.
All right, so let's stop
at
right there.
Donald Trump's House of Wings.
They've taken this off their DVDs. They've taken it off online. They've taken it out of their archives. Saturday Night Live does not want to show him as a person. And a bunch of movies that had Trump in them have edited out or are saying they're going to edit out, like Home Alone, cameos he did. Okay, so that's the guy that wants to be a dictator. Yeah, right. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton says, I came, I saw, he died. Gaddafi, all of it. Fun of the Arab Spring, everything. Here's the headline. Hillary Clinton believes second Trump term will be like having a dictator. But that's everything they've already done, a dictatorial system. You don't have one dictator. You have an oligarchy. You have a bureaucracy. You have a group at war with the people. Here it is.
I think we haven't talked much about the international arena, but, you know, his bromance with Putin, and it was actually called that, I think, by the former prime minister of Australia, who said he saw Trump with Putin, and Trump was like, you know, just gaga over Putin, because Putin does what he would like to do. Kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, drive, you know, journalists and others into exile, rule without any check or balance. That's what Trump really wants. And so we have to be very conscious of how he sees the world, because in that world, he only sees strong men leaders. He sees Putin. He sees Xi. He sees Kim Jong-un in North Korea. Those are the people he is modeling himself after. And we've been down this road in our, you know, world history. We sure don't want to go down.
So this is the woman that we get the word Arkansas from. This is the woman involved in all this oppression. And then Trump, there's none of it. Nobody attacked us and nobody went to war with us when Trump was in, because he went and talked to the leaders and respected them, but also said, if you make one wrong move, I'm going to blow your ass off. And massive transferring wealth back to America, making us the number one oil producer, energy producer. I mean, you know what he did. He did a great job on the whole economic front. But there's Hillary saying he is going to be a dictator. So that's their excuse to steal another election. That's their excuse to surveil. That's the big part of censorship, is they have to surveil you and then censor you and have all these FBI and CIA teams go out and harass Trump supporters and indict members of Congress and do all this to suppress us, because if they don't, we're going to oppress them. No, we're not going to oppress you. But James Comey needs to be indicted. He testified more than 10 times. I've done compilations. We've covered it. That he was not involved in any leaking. And then when it came out that it was the head of the Political Science Journalism Bureau at a major university that he'd had more than 70 meetings with, that he gave the info to, who then leaked it, he said, well, I gave it to them to leak it. We know in law and in racketeering and common sense, if John Gotti orders one of his captains to order one of his soldiers to kill somebody, John Gotti is guilty of murder one for premeditatedly ordering that hit. He's just as guilty or more so than the soldier that puts the bullets into somebody when they're getting out of their limousine going into a restaurant. Oh, James Comey ordered and went and had people put it out. But he's a good person. We need these people to be punished because they need to be afraid. What did Thomas Jefferson say? He said, when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. I forget which way he said it. I pulled the Thomas Jefferson quote on tyranny. Did he say, I think I got it right. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. And when the people fear the government, there's tyranny. But it doesn't matter. It goes the same way, either way he said it. I don't remember exactly the quote, whether tyranny came, you know, whether the government fears the people or the people fear the government first. But it's true. I mean, when the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Okay, there you go. So that's true. All right. We got a special guest coming on. Speaking of Trump, attorney Tom Renz is really smart. He's done some deep research into why Trump continues to go along with the poison shots, which is really the fly in the ointment. And so we're going to be talking about that with him. And I got a little Joe Rogan clip, too, dealing with some of our predictions coming up before he comes on the first 5 minutes. But just remember here, ladies and gentlemen, the public is more receptive now to the truth than they've ever been. The Great Awakening's here, and the CIA and the globalists want to put a bunch of Q-tard stuff out that Hillary died at Gitmo and Elon Musk was killed and everything's fine. No, everything's not fine. There's a big awakening happening, but we've been screwed by the New World Order is why it's happening, and we are far from winning. And if we think we've already won, we're going to lose. No, imagine a football coach with a quarter left and you're tied saying, we already won, guys. No need to go out on the field. The white hats are going to handle it. No, we're the people on the field. We need maximum effort right now to realize that, to share the videos, to share the articles, to share the information from Real Alex Jones on X and Infowars.com/show and band.video, and to support the great products that you want to experience anyways at Infowarsstore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, sold out for a long time, 40% off, so good for your body. All the essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. If you're missing any of those, you got a big problem. Put a scoop up in the pitcher or a tiny part scoop in a glass of water. It tastes great. It's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And also, we have Brain Force Ultra. There's two Brain Forces. One is like a 5-hour great base energy. Brain Force Ultra hits in like 15 minutes. Lasts about 3 hours. That's why I love it. If I'm going to go to an event or something and I'm tired, take a little squirt under the tongue. Hits in 15 minutes, goes away in 3 hours. I can still sleep great. It's a very special formula. So we have Brain Force Ultra. We have Brain Force Plus. They're both excellent. 40% off. Infowarsstore.com. Brain Force Ultra is 40% off right now. 5-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And also don't forget our other great sponsor with amazing products you need, drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com for the next level foundational energy that isn't a stimulant, but it feels like one. It's next level foundational energy. Get it discounted at drjonesnaturals.com and all the nano silver products like Super Blue Toothpaste, Nano Silver, Iodine, and so much more. You'll find it all at drjonesnaturals.com.
2 years on podcasts, InfoWars, Alex Jones, and Joe Rogan discuss what's currently happening right now. Google, CERN, technology, vampire, aliens. In a nutshell, Alex was pretty on point with this message. Let me know what your thoughts are. Is he crazy or is he on to something?
It's really big. So, okay. Yeah, pour another shot of that.
The media,
get this out properly.
All right, let me give you my best, please. Deep research approximation.
What do you think is going on? But am I wrong to still hold out hope that aliens are real? Because I tell you, as one of the two guilty pleasures that I still cling to is Bigfoot and aliens. Those are two. Bigfoot, not so much. I wish it was real, but I just don't.
Are you ready?
Yes. Bigfoot's real?
No.
Come on, Daddy.
No. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm going to give you the biggest flaw. Joe, there are aliens in this room right now.
For real?
Yeah, you're not of this world, bro.
Me?
You're the alien.
Oh, wow, I didn't know.
Well, here's what the elite believe. And let me be very clear, because the media will take this out of context. I only go with what I can prove.
Oh, and, thank you.
And people can't even handle that. There's armies. We're fighting a pedophile conspiracy. But beyond that, it's a vampire conspiracy in that they are interdimensionally sucking the essence of our youth.
Right.
And they believe they're possessed by an off-world entity.
They do?
Yeah, and then, Joe, I've been on air 22 years. I don't get into aliens, metaphysical, religion, any of that. I've studied the elite, and I've also communicated with a lot of the top people. And if you want to know, I will actually break down right now the best knowledge right now what's happening on the planet.
What's happening?
The elite are all about transcendence and living forever and the secrets of the universe, and they want to know all this. Some are good, some are bad, some are a mix. But the good ones don't ever want to organize. The bad ones didn't want to organize because they lust after power. Powerful consciousnesses don't want to dominate other people. They want to empower them, so they don't tend to get together until things are really late in the game. Then they come together. Evil's always defeated because good is so much stronger. And we're on this planet, and Einstein's physics showed it, Max Planck's physics showed it, all there's at least 12 dimensions. And now that's why all the top scientists and billionaires are coming out saying it's a false hologram. It is artificial. The computers are scanning it and finding tension points where it's artificially projected and gravity's bleeding in to this universe. That's what they call dark matter. So we're like a thought or a dream that's a wisp in some computer program, some God's mind, whatever. They're proving it all. It's all coming out. Now, there's like this sub-transmission zone below the third dimension. It's just turned over to the most horrible things is what it resonates to. And it's trying to get up into the third dimension. That's just a basic level consciousness to launch into the next levels. And our species is already way up at the fifth, sixth dimension, consciously our best people. But there's this big war trying to, like, basically destroy humanity because humanity has free will and there's a decision to which level we want to go to. We have free will, so evil's allowed to come and contend, not just good. And the elites themselves believe they're racing using human technology to try to take our best minds and build some type of breakaway civilization where they're going to merge with machines, transcend, and break away from the failed species that is man, which is kind of like a false transmission because they're thinking what they are is ugly and bad, projecting it onto themselves instead of believing, no, it's a human test about building us up. And so Google was set up 18, 19 years ago. I knew about this before it was declassified. I'm just saying I have good sources. That they wanted to build a giant artificial system. And Google believes that the first artificial intelligence will be a supercomputer based on the neuron activities of the hive mind of humanity with billions of people wired into it with the Internet of Things. And so all of our thoughts go into it. And we're actually building a computer that has real neurons in real time that's also psychically connected to us that are organic creatures so that they will have current prediction powers, future prediction powers, a true crystal ball. But the big secret is, once you have a crystal ball and know the future, you can add stimuli beforehand and make decisions that control the future. And so then it's the end of consciousness and free will for individuals, as we know, and a true 2.0 in a very bad way, hive mind consciousness with an AI jacked into everyone, knowing our hopes and dreams, delivering it to us, not in some PKD wirehead system where we plug in and give up on consciousness because of unlimited pleasure, but because we were already wired in and absorbed before we knew it by giving over our consciousness.
All right, I don't build up attorney Tom Wrenn just to build him up. He doesn't care about that. It's because he's been so good the last 3 years exposing the COVID fraud and so many of the huge whistleblowers, including the vice president of EcoHealth Alliance that cooked all this up, Army intelligence coming out and exposing it. That's just one of dozens. And his lawsuits have been the most devastating against the deep state. And so he contacted us a few days ago and sent us a lot of material. And I said, push him up a few days because I need to read all this. So I finally got to it yesterday. That's why I appreciate him waiting 2 days to come on to talk about this. Why is President Trump still promoting the poison shot. Not a lot, but he still kind of slips it in there. And he gets booed by audiences. And what happened with Warp Speed? Because, hey, we know they're after him. We know he did a lot of great things. But you can have a big, juicy punch bowl of great fruit punch, but, you know, one cockroach in it ruins the whole thing. And so it's important that we don't repeat what happened in 2016, where Trump brings in a bunch of bad people and figures it out later. You know, he says he's awake now. It's going to be different. The deep state's definitely scared. But Tom Renz of TomRenz.com on Substack, TomRenz.substack.com and Renz-Law.com has, and on X at Renz Tom, has really done the deep dive on this. We're going to put the documents on screen. We're going to talk about who is surrounding Trump. What is going on? You know, he claims Jared Kushner won't be involved in the future. Great, that's wonderful. Kushner, I think, is a really bad actor. I'm not against his peace deal in the Middle East, but other stuff with Google, and he's definitely playing both sides of the fence. And so everybody that just says it's a panacea and Trump's going to save us, everything's fine, kind of the Q meltdown we saw yesterday with that guest. No, we're getting our asses kicked. But if you wake up that you're getting your ass kicked, you can actually turn it around and win the fight. And so that's where I'm at. Let's admit we're in a fight, at least, and not just count all these magical players to save us. So, Tom Renz, you sent us the documents. We'll put them on screen. Let's talk about this right now.
Yeah, so I love how you said that, Alex, because one of the things I run into a lot of the same thing you do. You know, you got the Q folks out there that think we got the white hats running the show. And, you know, I've said this a million times. I'm not Alex Jones. I'm not an insider with Donald Trump. I don't have all the connections that everybody has. So, you know, if there's white hats out there, I got no evidence of it. But let's say for a second that there
are. You've had white hats come to you, like the vice president of the Health Alliance, and you put it out, and they're getting attacked at their homes. I mean.
Yeah, and that's what happens. I mean, listen, if you speak out, you get attacked. But the thing about this is, though, is you see these guys who are fighting, and what happens then is our guys tend to forget that for every good guy out there, there's a bunch of bad guys trying to infiltrate, and that's the question we have, because we all know that we need a Trump 2024 victory, but the question is, you know, who's trying to get in there? And one of the issues that we found is, you know, Alex, imagine this. So you got a guy who's got his entire life, his fortune, his family on the line to stand for America first, right? And you look around and you say, well, who has he got around him? Then you look at his campaign manager, who is also in charge of his PAC, the person who, by any and all accounts, controls all access to Trump, and who, most importantly, apparently controls his schedule to an extent. And again, if anybody who ever works with anybody who's got any authority or power knows that if you really want to know who's controlling the day, it's the person who's managing the schedule, right? So I look around and I start seeing Susie Wiles' name, and I see it over and over again. And I keep saying, well, you know, people say to me, hey, we're trying to get with Trump. Can you help? And I said, well, no, I can't help. I got no connections. But what's the problem? They said, well, this Susie Wiles character won't let us in. Okay, well, why is that? You're a MAGA guy. Why can't you get in? They said she won't let us. So I start looking into this woman, right? And again, in charge of Trump's campaign and his PAC, arguably his closest advisor, when I asked my friends who are close to Trump, they say you don't get a meeting without Trump unless she's in the room. You don't get a phone call unless she's in the room. She's omnipresent. And I said, okay, well, what's her story? So I look her up and I start doing some research. And we find out that, first of all, there's some real questions about her related to DeSantis and her work with DeSantis and some of the others. You know, some questions about whether she was loyal, whether she was shady, whether she was this, she was that. But right there, what you're showing is the key. Mercury. Right. So she's the co-chair for a company called Mercury LLC, Florida, D.C. offices. Mercury LLC is key. If you look at Mercury LLC, while she's working with Donald Trump, she's also getting paid to work for Mercury LLC. Well, Mercury LLC is the uniparty swamp. OK, Mercury LLC represents Gavi. They represent the UN Foundation. They represent Pfizer, they represent Gilead, they represent all of these groups who are 100%
anti-Trump. And Tom, let's spend some time on this. It's all in Geneva. It's the groups that regulate the vaccines, that make the money off the vaccines, that implement the government policy. So it's the uniparty deep state eugenics combine, and she works for their main lobbying group.
Right, right. So the way that this works, and you know this, Alex, so these guys, what they'll do is you've got these consulting firms. They represent Democrats, they represent Republicans. If you want to get elected, you work with them. That's right. They're the uniparty. They're the reason that it doesn't matter whether you're a D or R, you do the same thing. Because if you want to get elected, you support their causes. What are their causes? Well, look at their clients. In this case, with Mercury, you got Gilead, you've got Pfizer, you got Gavi. Anyone that's all about controlling our genome and destroying us with these mRNA poisons and other genetic modifying type things. These guys are all working with Mercury. Well, meanwhile, you got guys like Dr. Peter McCullough, guys like me, people who've done all this work, done all this stuff. None of us can get a meeting with Donald Trump. Why is that? Now, I understand for a guy like me, you know, I'm a nobody from Ohio, right? But I've done a fair bit of work here. And I know a little bit about this. And I've offered, and the offer still stands. I will, on my own dime, I will fund flying people like McCullough and some of these experts in anytime to meet with Trump to advise him on what's going on with these jabs. But I think just as importantly as the jabs and everything else, because what this does is this shows where the influence is, right? So if you're running his campaign, this schedule, you're not going to let people who are like McCullough in to talk to Trump because our data is inarguable. It's absolutely inarguable. We know what these jabs are. We know what happened. We know what's going on. So you've got people like that. Then you're not going to let them in. Meanwhile, you're going to make sure that Trump hears whatever it is that he needs to hear from air quotes independent doctors that actually are just pro-Gavi, pro-Pfizer, pro. And so what we've got here is a manipulation of the story. And I think that this really explains a lot. Further,
yeah, that's how they put him surrounded by experts that tell him he's doing the right thing. Just like they had a 60 Minutes piece like 3 years ago. Fiona Hill cried and said, Alex Jones claims I'm a globalist. I don't know what a globalist is. She told Congress that she was the publisher and on the board of George Soros's board, yeah. And she was the editor of theglobalist.com, and then she's up there bitching that I just talked to Trump and said, hey, by the way, this lady runs the White House. She's attacking you. She got fired. So when Trump got that, they fired her, but then the deep state came and sued me and the CIA attacked me. So what you're definitely on the trail here, Tom.
Yeah, well, so let's take it a step further, Alex. So you got Mercury, and they've got all these things, and you can go through their press, and you can see they represent – they don't care, Democrat, Republican. All they care about is that you support the uniparty policy. And this is really important because people think that it's always, you know, the Democrats versus Republicans. It's not Democrats versus Republicans. It's uniparty versus we the people. And so what you've got to understand is you look at Mercury, and I say, well, what's this Mercury LLC? They are controlled. They are owned by a group called Omnicom, the Omnicom Group. The Omnicom Group is a massive, massive WEF partner. Okay, so these guys are direct partners with the World Economic Forum, and they own something like 1,500 different marketing agencies like Mercury around the world. So what they do is this is how the World Economic Forum and these globalists exert their influence. So how does it that
this
you don't
is the mouth of
you?
The New World Order?
It is absolutely the mouth of the New World Order. And it's one of several. But these guys run these different companies around the world. They tell them right there. You see that right there at the top? You know, Hakeem Jeffries. We've got all these different Democrat. They don't care, Democrat or Republican. They do not care. It's irrelevant to them. It's you either support their uniparty globalist corporate elite policies or you don't get elected. That's why you can't tell the difference between Mike Johnson and Adam Schiff.
So you're identifying who is in there giving Trump bad advice.
This person is Trump's, arguably from what we've been reporting, Trump's closest advisor. She's running his campaign.
You're
She's
saying it's Trump's brain when it comes to the poison shots.
From what we're being told. Yeah. And again, it makes total sense, right? Now, we see not only that. Now, I want to take this a step further, Alex, because we got some other things. one of the other things that I start looking at is endorsements, right?
Oh, Trump's been making some really bad endorsements.
Well, let me tell you. So I can firsthand, Michigan. Okay, so I live in Ohio. I'm right next to Michigan. I got dear friends up in Michigan, and I'm watching the Republican Party in Michigan. Do you know that on Trump's election night, primary election night, at his watch party, there was like only 100 people that showed up? Michigan is so depressed right now. The mega base is so depressed in Michigan. Trump has a shot, or had a shot, at winning Michigan. But Trump goes and he endorses Pete Hoekstra, right? Pete Hoekstra steps in, and there's some questions about the legality of this. I don't know, you know, it's hard to say where it is. But Hoekstra steps in, and he pushes out this woman who's running the Republican Party in Michigan. The lady running the Republican Party in Michigan that he basically pushed out was a very strong MAGA candidate. MAGA person. She was 100% MAGA. She was a good woman. I know her. She was just fighting the MAGA cause. Also, she's a strong African-American leader who was bringing the different, you know, bringing in a lot of people, a lot of diversity, a lot of people that you didn't necessarily see in the Republican Party in Michigan. This guy, this Pete Hoekstra, gets endorsed, and all of a sudden he's throwing her out. He's stepping in, taking power. We're not exactly sure how he did that.
Well, Tom, I've talked to a lot of the really biggest brains that talk Trump every day. They say the same thing. He's endorsing a lot of bad people, and he's being told to do this.
Right, and I'm using this as an example, Alex, because what you see is his actions there, that endorsement, led to a huge, huge depression. He also has up in Michigan, do you know the name Pastor Bernadette Smith, Alex?
Yes.
She's a wonderful African-American leader in Michigan, and she was the one who united the Muslims and the Christians against the trans movement in Detroit. There was a big thing up in the Muslim community up there where they said
we're not flying trans flags, we're flying American flags.
Yeah. So she was one of the people that helped unite the communities on this, right? So this is the kind of leader that you want in the GOP, right? So Pete Hoekstra gets in up in Michigan, and he actually told 24 different counties in Michigan that they weren't allowed to vote for the GOP rep for the state. Essentially what he did was he disenfranchised 24 counties so Bernadette couldn't win that position. Why would you do that? Why would you not want a strong leader like Bernadette Smith?
Because the deep state's trying to keep control of the Republican Party, and they're manipulating Trump with the machinery to help them do that while they work against Trump.
That's my point. So you look at Michigan as a microcosm. Like we see, we just had another terrible GOP support in Oklahoma. Trump is getting all these bad guys. So how does that happen? Well, Trump doesn't have the time to look into who's you know, good GOP rep in what state. So he has someone that hands him a one sheeter or one pager.
No, he's repeating what he did in 2016.
And the problem is that he's got snakes in the woodshed. And unless he can get rid of some of these, you know, and again, when we look at who, well, his campaign chief and PAC leader is working for a company that's owned by a DEI-embracing WEF partner that hates America. How is that going to – how is someone –
And this is so important because Trump did this 8 years ago. We've got to stop it now.
If we, the people – don't make this loud. This is why I called you, Alex.
Oh, Tom, I know platform. The globalists, when I would just talk to Trump, and they would go, hey, they are so scared, because he's not a bad guy, of him hearing this. We need to light a fire under his ass.
Yeah, we do. Because if Trump hears from we the people, all he's got to do is look at this, right? It's not hard to look and see, hey, you're working for me, you're running my campaign, but you're also working for a company that represents leftist groups, globalist groups all over the place. And, you know, I'm looking at some of my endorsements, and, you know, now
there's Mother Jones attacking the black lady you talked about, and then Trump moves in to kick her out.
Yeah, well, and the thing about it is, I doubt Trump even knew what was going on.
Of course he didn't.
Yeah. I mean, I study 10
hours a day, and I barely knew about this. I knew a little bit about it, but yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. So like, this is where, well, it's like you and I, we get tips, right? And those tips lead us to find in these things. But if we don't do that, there's no way we can know. This guy's got to run the free world. Trump is trying to run the free world. He's got to rely on his advisors. So if you were a globalist and you wanted to screw Trump over, what do you do? Well, you aren't going to buy Trump off. He's not for sale. But you can get his advisors, maybe, if he's got the wrong ones. So you position the right person to be in the right spot to have the right influence, or to limit influence, or to get, you know, to do this or that. And that's what appears to be happening here. You know, you've got someone in there who's, again, anytime I see WEF tied to anyone, I'm suspect. And when you're working for a company that's owned by a WEF partner, that is terrifying. So I think what we've got here is we've got a clear case, and we need the citizen journalists to start looking at the people around Trump, and we have to start ferreting them out and saying, you know, Mr. President, we, the people, we've got your back. We're helping you. We want to show you who
but
we
are. Tom,
found.
I want to stop you because you contact, I always want to get you on. You're too busy to come on, but you wanted to come on days ago, and I had to read what you sent. I knew it was important, but now you're on. I want to explain to listeners, this is not a big issue. It's not a side issue. It's not a medium issue. Everybody knows Trump got screwed. They put in bad people. Some were good. They went after Flynn and others. This is everything. So the whole game plan should be getting the vote out, not thinking we're invincible, like the Q-tards say, getting Trump in, but also going ape beforehand to identify the bad guys. Because as I said earlier, I didn't try to write myself into the story. 60 minute shows about me being mean to Fiona Hill. They are so scared of us identifying them. They are so scared. I remember headlines, AP, General Kelly, his chief of staff's main job is keeping Trump away from Alex Jones. It's not because I'm some rocket scientist or I'm some badass. It's that I actually research and know who's who. And I'm exposing him. So they do not want this exposed. This is our Achilles heel, but it's also their Achilles heel is what you're saying. So just like if you're a baseball fan or football fan or NBA fan, it's fun, but it doesn't mean anything. But you better know the players or it's not interesting. We better learn the players real fast is what you're saying.
We better. And I'm just going to tell you, the mainstream media isn't going to do this homework. What we need is we need citizen journalists. We need the podcasters. We need the guys who do the actual investigative work, because there's no investigative work. The thing that you've got to understand about Omnicorp and Mercury is that these guys control the media, right? If you want to get on CNN or Fox News, you go through a PR firm that's probably owned or controlled by an Omnicorp or, you know, someone like that, right? These guys are the ones that are running the show. And remember, the same guys running Omnicorp are running BlackRock, are running everything else. So, I mean, the money flows. It's one big circular pool. It's one.
And they know
pool.
How executives are, whether it's the head of a law firm or head of a school or head of a factory. You count on your people. If they're working against you, you're not in charge. And that's Trump's biggest Achilles heel, is he's not a politician.
Yeah, and that's absolutely right. And so what they're doing is they're trying to just make sure they're undercutting him by doing this. But this is ultimately the key. If we can start undermining the control of these, you know what? I never thought I would find something that gave me more censored than I am with the COVID stuff.
Oh, it's like Ronald McDaniel, you know, controlled by the neocons, controlled by Mitt Romney. We identified her. We got rid of her. It's great that Trump's got a good RNC head, but now you got to get everyone below them.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, I've never seen anything where I've gotten more censorship quicker than when I start dropping uniparty truths. When I start dropping, it's even worse than COVID. I didn't think there could be anything worse.
Well, yeah, because that's COVID's a program. You're attacking the actual structure.
Yeah, yeah. The uniparty.
So, Tom, I'm going to stop interrupting. Explain that. You're getting more heat now exposing their actual power grid, which is why I said to you, they go ape when we do this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is going to. So, I'll tell you. So I started out, and a while back, I exposed the Arnolds. Do you know the Arnolds, Alex? The Arnolds are Laura and John Arnold out of Houston.
Yes.
So the Arnolds are billionaires out of Houston, and we've had numerous reports of them funding Republicans or funding candidates to run as Republican so that they could basically take seats or pull anyone away. If you are pro-God, family, country, mega America first, they'll fund your opponent in a primary or wherever else or whatever. If you sell out, fine, you'll go to you. But they do like these other billionaires, and they use these influence operations like this. What's occurring right now is that these globalists, these billionaires, these mega corporations, they run the show. They, if you're a Republican and you don't tote the line, they will fully fund someone in a primary to run against you, and then they will ask on their Democrat list that the Democrats cross lines and vote in the RINO so that the RINO doesn't have any chance, or so that the actual Republican doesn't have any chance of winning. So you end up getting Democrats sitting in Republican seats with an R by their name. That explains Congress.
And we've seen, right? 10 members of Congress, at least, I think it's 12 now, quit once they couldn't run the Republicans into the reef. They just quit, showing they were Democrat operatives in place.
Yeah, and there's no question.
Yeah, they don't want a discussion about this. We should be full bore, as big as censorship, as big as everything, focusing on the infiltration of the Republican Party. And they are so, Tom, you're right, they are so scared of this.
This is the single most important work that I've done, and I say that in light of all the work that I did on COVID, which is life or death on a global scale.
That's saying a lot, because you don't toot your horn, but you've been devastating. I mean, you've done a great job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Alex. This is so vital to get out there, because you've got to understand all of the stuff that we're talking about. Have you asked yourself why, with all the election fraud in 2020, that the Republicans won't pass anything? Have you ever asked yourself why in 2016, when Donald Trump had a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and his top priority was repealing Obamacare, that he couldn't? Have you asked yourself why you got the Republicans waving Ukraine flags after they passed this nonsense from Mike Johnson? This uniparty issue.
Stay there. Let's talk about it. Tom Renz, great attorney, great American patriot, joins us live talking about the globalist scum that's all around Trump and the fact that we need to put pressure on this to expose it. And I want to spend a little more time on this, Tom. But I also want to shift gears back to the poison shot, because all the government reports, new studies, exploding cancer, the admissions, we've been totally vindicated. Everything they said was a lie. Now they're trying to indict Elon Musk in Brazil and Australia to shut down free speech. I mean, they are really making their moves right now. So finish up on these moles inside the Trump operation, and then let's shift gears into all your laser focus on the poison shots.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the short version is you've got to understand, if you want to be censored, the one thing that might be worse than talking about COVID is the Uniparty. I've got right now, so where I broke this on X with this, I've got over 1,200 shares on that tweet, but only 148,000 impressions. That should normally be well over a million impressions. So what happens is the government will tell X, you got to suppress this guy. And, you know, Elon Musk is doing a wonderful job of promoting free speech. But, you know, the government still got their back doors. They've still got their pressure. And there's only so much that can be done. And God bless him for what he's doing. But there's still censorship. We need to get this stuff out on Truth Social. I tagged Donald Trump on this. And we've got to get this pushed out there. But across the board, you've got to understand the Republicans won't fight the Uniparty system. They won't fight election fraud. They won't fight any of these things. Do you hear the Republicans speaking out on J6? Do you think that the mega base, the 80 million plus mega base people, are okay with J6 or the election fraud? Of course not. So why won't the Republicans support it? It's obviously politically a win for them. Why wouldn't they? Because they're not Republicans. These people are funded by the same corporate controllers as the Democrats, and those guys don't care.
The political managers are globalists.
The political managers are the same people. They're the Pfizers. They're the Gavis. They're the UN foundations. They're the Rockefellers. They're all the names that you all know. They put the money in. They tell you that you're going to support this, you're going to support that. They don't care whether there's an R or D on your name. And you can have a hearing. You can do a Jim Jordan and have a hearing on God knows what, and that's great. But if you actually want to do something, if you actually want real legislation or anything to be done, really be done, It ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen because they're going to put their foot down.
Yeah,
and
the
they
people
will tell
in control of the bureaucracy and the mechanism of legislation are controlled. So you're a president or you're a Congress, you say, write this, they write something else.
Right. Oh, well, and I can give you case studies on this, right? Because I help with legislation a lot of times. And I'll tell you, so you, I mean, you remember we talked a lot on this show here about the mRNA and the food vaccine issues in Missouri, right? We had that bill. You know what they told me? Now, I'm a lawyer, right? And maybe I'm not a very good lawyer, but I'm a lawyer. I know how to read the law. I know how to write the law. I know what the law is. They said, well, you can't write it that way. I said, well, why can't I write it that way? They said, because that's just not how you do it. So I write a bill that actually would prevent mRNA from being used in the food or anything else that's going to poison your genetics. They said, well, you can't do that. I said, why? They said, because it's too broad. I said, I want it to be broad. I don't want everybody to be poisoned with genetic modifying crap in their food. They said, yeah, but that would mean we couldn't do anything that we're doing. What? Well, good. Good. I want to outlaw all that you're doing if it's screwing with our genetics. I want to outlaw that, right? But this is the thing. They'll let you write a law as long as there's a loophole. I've seen in several states loopholes. I'm really excited about the law they passed in Tennessee, but there's a huge loophole in it. The food mRNA and the food supply. You cannot pass a real law that's going to actually do anything. They'll pass laws with loopholes so that the Republicans can say, look at what we did, or the Democrats can say, look at what we did. But they're all meaningless. It's all smoke and mirrors. And I can tell you as an attorney, you can spot these loopholes from a mile away, and they will intentionally be written in there. Even when you get a good rep who wants to do that, legislative services will frequently, those are the people that write the bills, will frequently write loopholes in that unless you're a lawyer, you can't spot. And so you'll get a bill that truly, you know, that the rep is fighting hard for and truly believes in and thinks that they're doing good, but there'll be a huge loophole that they don't even know because the bureaucracy, especially in every state and in our U.S. government, is 100% controlled by these globalists.
And a big part of that is the dumbing down, too, because the public just overwhelmed. They're dumbed down. So that's all important. We'll have you back to talk about it. We should put some reports out, some articles out, Tom Renz. But let's talk about the COVID, because now the insurance companies admit record death. Mainstream news says cancer up 70%+. Heart attacks way up. Blood clots. I mean, it's now, it's all mystery. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, it's not really crazy or a mystery, because going back to 2006, I broke it's been a bit since you and I've talked, but I broke a document from 2006. The FDA acknowledged that one of the delayed adverse events that you could expect from a gene therapy product, which the COVID jabs are, is cancer. Cancer and autoimmune issues. What are we seeing now? Cancer.
By the way, Tom, you're right. 20 years ago, when they first were testing mRNA with small experiment groups, it would work for some, but cause liver failure, cancer for a lot. That's why they could never roll it out. And then some studies where one little kid was tested, he died from the shot. Yep. So we know that. And we have the October 2000 document where the FDA predicted all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, listen, so I don't know if you're aware. My wife has stage 4 cancer. We're dealing with that.
I was aware.
So we're back and forth, and I see the cancer wing, and I talk to the cancer doctors on a frequent basis, right? And, you know, you see all of these people that don't look like they belong in a cancer wing, young, healthy people. You see all these aggressive cancers. The doctors will say, you know, we're seeing all these things that we've never seen. But here you have it, right? From the FDA document, this was, for anybody that doesn't know, this was from an FDA document. And it was shown to the FDA and presented to the FDA in either October or November before the shots were released, before they were given emergency use authorization. You see all of these side effects that they knew were going to happen. They expected that these were going to happen. And yet none of them were put on the side effect sheets for these vaccines. And when they did happen, these guys lied about it. And they continue to lie about it. They know damn
well. So basically, continue, Tom, but it's a suicide pact to go along with this. And I don't know the details. You told me last time you were on, your wife has cancer, and God bless her, we're praying for her. But was it shedding, or was it, we don't know, because we know this stuff sheds. Pfizer admits that. But the point is, cancer, as soon as the shots begin, that's in the studies, boom, they begin, cancer explodes.
Yeah, and to be clear, my wife did not get the shot. No one in my family is getting the shot. Hell would freeze over. But my wife did work at a school.
Mm.
And we are seeing, and I don't have data that's going to prove this yet. I'm working on getting it together. I will eventually get there. But we're seeing, particularly in hospitals and in schools, places where you're seeing, you know, lots of people who are freshly vaccinated, the shedding is so excessive that you're seeing secondary issues develop. Now, can I say for sure that my wife's cancer was related to shedding? No, I cannot. It could be bad luck. I do think that the shedding had some impacts, and I've got some.
But
stuff
what we know is cancer's exploding since the shots. The day they're introduced, it explodes.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And it's going up. And so we're seeing all of these cancers. And again, in 2006, the FDA said, if you get a gene therapy jab, 2 to 5 years down, you may get cancer. Well, understand something. Now we have all these fact-checking crooks, these liars, these big pharma paid shills out there trying to suggest that this isn't a gene therapy jab. And what they do is they play this game. They say, well, it doesn't rewrite your DNA in the cell nucleus, so it's not gene therapy. That is absolutely absurd. These jabs are literally taking pseudouridine, which is genetic material, right? They are literally injecting your body with a genetic material that is going into your cells and then acting like a piece of genetic material would, right? It's literally putting gene therapy drugs into your cells, and so that your cells produce the requisite proteins, which in this case is the spike protein. That spike protein interferes with the pathways and the natural immune response that stops you from getting cancer. I just had Dr. Kim Biss on. She's an OB and brilliant, and she testified in front of MTG with me. She went through all that they're seeing in terms of the OBG world, you know, OBGYN. All the miscarriages, all of the different things that are happening. And now we're seeing that not only, this is a real peach, right? So the won't damage your DNA. Right. Okay. We know that they are seeing over 30% DNA load from the SV40.
They admit it's all contaminated with SV40, which causes cancer. It's simian virus 40.
It would be one thing if there was a little bit in a couple of virals. 30% load, that's not a mistake.
No,
that's not an accident.
That's just key. They have loaded it with cancer viruses. So obviously it's a plan to depopulate. They've rolled it out. They're doing it. They're bringing in the replacements. It's not going well for them, though. I think the world's awakening. But the balls of these people, they think to commit a crime so massive, Tom Renz, that we would never wake up to it.
Right. Well, and then you've got people like Susie Wiles, who represents them and makes money off of these companies, who are advising people like Donald Trump. I mean, it's unbelievable how deep this goes. These people absolutely knew what was going to happen. They had the information beforehand. We have copies of it all. And I don't have to be a scientist to say that if the FDA says in 2006 that a gene therapy jab is going to cause cancer, and then it defines gene therapy as exactly what the mRNA vaccines are, that when you get the cancer, they probably knew it was going to happen. Cancer's exploding. It's absolutely
out
of control.
By the way, that's mainstream news. 77% or 78%, pull it up, guys, CBS News. They go, we don't know why. I know tons of people. Little kids have it now. It's everywhere.
The WHO. That's actually originally from the World Health Organization.
Yeah, guys, type in 77% increase in cancer, CBS News. We showed it last week. I mean, you can't, they admit, they go, we don't know why. Good God, we know why. Why do you think the FDA in October of 2000 said turbo cancer, myocarditis, blood clots, heart attacks, strokes, blood clots? I mean, they love to put it in the fine print, don't they, Tom?
Oh, they do. They absolutely do. But, you know, the thing about this is Alex, so they knew exactly what they were doing. They knew exactly what
they were doing. Oh, they already tested the mRNA on rats. Obama, Chapel Hill, UT, Galveston, 2014. Yeah, they had it all ready.
Well, remember, Alex, I testified in front of MTG. So I went down to Congress and testified in Congress. So I wasn't lying. I said, listen, We know that the CIA and DOD were involved with the funding and creation of SARS-CoV-2. We also now know, because I took down there the medical records of a soldier who in the year 2015 had five separate injections. In his medical records, it said Moderna COVID-19 shot in 2015. How the hell did he get it in 2015 if it didn't exist? When you build a bioweapon, if you talk to biological weapons experts, you always build the cure for the bioweapon at the same time. They built this all back in the mid-20-teens or maybe even before. It was sitting on a shelf waiting for them to get ready. If you look at the laws that they passed from 2000 up to 2020, all these different things to change emergency powers, change this, change that, there's no question it's going to happen. Now, what you see happening is we're going to have over the next year or two, between the cancer, which, by the way, thankfully, we got Operation Moonshot, because I want an mRNA vaccine to cure the mRNA cancer that I got, right? That sounds great. Over the next year, and, you know, I remember in 2021 when Sherry Tenpenny and I and just one or two other people were willing to talk about this, saying that 3 to 5 years out, you're going to see a massive health collapse. And it's going to continue to get worse up through 10 years. And everybody, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You're a conspiracy theorist. Well, am I still?
Well, just watch your friends and family. I mean, you're a tough guy. You've gotten this fight before your wife got cancer stage 4. I mean, this is everywhere. And we are watching this. And again, they're testing to see if they can get away with it. They're testing the corruption of the medical system. That's why COVID is not the old story. It's the whole future. We've got to hammer this to hell because this is their attack.
Well, disease X is coming. I guarantee you that the vaccine for disease X is already in place. And what's going to happen is disease X is going to act as the mechanism that they need to push this WHO treaty.
Well, that's what they said when Lou Dobbs got the documents 15 years ago, is they were going to use the disease X. They said that to bring in world government. And I mean, that's the thing, Tom Renz, is that they're admitting it's what they're going to do. They just think we're too dumb to go research what they've admitted.
Well, most people are. Most people, thank God that you got however many millions of people that follow you on InfoWars, and that we've got people out there fighting to push this stuff out. Because but for that, people wouldn't know, because who's going to report it? Remember, we just talked in the first segment that they control Omnicom Group. They control all these different groups. 1,500 marketing companies by one WEF partner. 15. They control the media. You wouldn't hear
from. But the good news is, despite that, all the hottest talk show hosts are exposing it. So I think we agree we're kicking their ass right now. What do you expect from them next?
We're going to get through the election. I don't think we're going to see disease X before the election unless it's an absolute necessity.
No, just like last time, they'll launch it once Trump's in.
If we get Trump in.
No, they're going to make that the big destabilizer. I was going to say that weeks ago. You're right. If you disagree, I'm kind of reading your mind. They're going to, just like Fauci said, don't worry about Trump in 2017. A big new disease is about to come. They're going to do that to Trump again.
Well, you know, I mean, it would make total sense. We've got the currency collapse ready. We've got all these different things. Trump comes in, and it's the, you know, what they try to do is set it up as the death knell for America first. This is why we need global this, global that. Meanwhile, now I will tell you, watch the bird flu right now, Alex. I don't know if you've been looking at it, but remember, they also want us to starve to death. They do not like us eating food unless it's bugs, right? So they are right now, the bird flu, they're talking about it transmitting to cows and different things, and they're culling all sorts of animals all over the country. The bird flu is something you want to watch right now, because they're using it as an excuse to just destroy our food production abilities. And between killing the herds, and, you know, Bayer Monsanto partnered with Pfizer BioNTech, right? Why do you need gene therapy drugs, you know, in your food supply? Why are we getting the gene therapy people in there? Because they're putting it into the seeds, they're putting it into the food, they're putting it into the cattle, they're putting it into everything. And between the mRNA that's going to be going into our food and other gene therapy type things that are going to be going into our food, and the number of animals that are going to be dying, you're going to see food prices continue to explode. And all this stuff's going to hit probably right around or after the election. Now, I fully expect that there'll be some crises to hit right before the election. But, you know, I don't know what they are for sure. I mean, obviously, we've got, you know, millions of military, you know, men from Iran and China that have came across the southern border. So we could have, you know, civil unrest or continued attacks on our infrastructure. But there'll be trouble before the election. But afterwards, you're going to see a massive collapse. You're going to see a massive.
I totally agree. And all the economic numbers show that. I'm not trying to be negative, folks. I'm just not going to lie to you. I told my wife that she agrees. It's time to batten down the hatches and get right with God and be 100% focused. You know, and Tom Wren's wife fighting for her life right now. That's how real this is. And I know I got COVID from people that were vaccinated. I got close to, and it was definitely a real deal. And it almost killed my dad. This is history, but God's on our side. We're going to come through this. I get the Q people wanting to say everything's fine, everything's great, because people can't handle that. The truth will set us free, folks. Only admitting how much trouble we're in will dig us out of this. When you're getting your ass beat, you don't say, I'm not getting my ass beat. You stand up and you fight. That's the only hope. And I see such a great awakening, so many positive things on one hand, plus all this negative. But I just need to tell people, this is history. The whole future of humanity is being decided right now.
It absolutely is. This is make or break. And I can tell you, I don't care if Trump wins it or not. Trump, as the president, is not going to be able to do this without the support of we the people. This is going to be something where the mega nation has to stand behind Donald Trump for us to actually win this. Because we see people who are already surrounding Donald Trump. They're already positioning themselves. And, you know, the thing I say to my – listen, I love my brothers and sisters in Q, right? I love the people. But I will tell you, do you really think nobody's fighting back? A lot of the Q people look at this and they say, don't worry, it's all under control. Well, do you think that the bad guys are just going to lay down and die? I don't care if you think there's a plan or not. Do you think the bad guys are going to just give up? We need your help. Everybody, all hands on deck.
Well, it's a reverse of what Tokyo Rose would say on shortwave at AM to our troops in World War II in the Pacific. She'd say, you're done. You've been beaten. It's all over. Smarter is to say, you've already won. Go to sleep. And that's what they're telling you. And I can tell you, folks, I'm on the front line. That's not the case. Trump is in grave danger. I'm in grave danger. Tom's under attack. His wife's fighting for her life or cancer. This is a real war, people. Admit you're in a fight.
It is. And I'm going to tell you something. It's 7 days a week, 16 hours a day, period. Because I'm going to tell you, we're fighting the cancer, we're fighting all that on the personal front. But if I don't have a country for my wife to live in and my kids to grow up in, it doesn't matter.
Well, Tom, her spirit's eternal. She's going to hopefully live. But the point is, yes, sir, brother. So join us again soon. How do people follow you? How do they find your great work?
Please go to TomRens.com. We got a store there. We need your support. We need your donations. We need your backing. We got a show that we run every day on Rumble, on X, on Locals. You know, follow us there. Support us anywhere you can. Check out our Substack. But please support us at TomRens.com. We got a bunch of books out now, real easy to read books. We got all sorts of things. And also share this. Yeah, God bless Alex Jones. Alex was right, trends all the time because it should. And thanks, Alex, for giving me the opportunity as usual. And God brother, willing, we kick these guys' ass.
Yeah, we're warriors in the same trench, brother. I thank you. We're all in this together. We're in the same boat bailing. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. We've got another great guest host. Who's coming on next to take over here? Maria Z. Look, the numbers are out. They admit cancer everywhere, death everywhere, right when the shots began. It's a fact. They did it. They're testing to see if we put up with it for something far worse. Now, I'm not going to run to some countryside place in the middle of nowhere and just ride this out. I made the decision to go down with the ship because I believe in you, okay? And believe me, the Holy Spirit tells me to do it, but my flesh looks at my children and says, every day, man, just run for the hills, brother. But we're going to lose if we do that. We're not running for the hills. They'll fly over with drones and spread us the cancer viruses. We've got to do this now. We got to face the enemy now, like in Braveheart. So many years from now, laying in our beds, we don't wish that just once we'd have stood up to our enemies and said, you can take our lives, but you'll never take our freedom. I need your support, though. Take every article, every video, everything I post on X and share it. And go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And get the other great products that are there. Because that's what funds is, plus their amazing products. And go to DrJonesNaturals.com. That's my dad sponsoring us. And whatever happens with InfoWars, it's key to support that in the future. Mark that down, DrJonesNaturals.com, because I'm not going to make it a big thing about us. So you have a family member, you know, that's got cancer, and they say, I may die. And a month later at their funeral, like, God, they didn't make a big deal about it. They're dead. We are on the edge of oblivion here, but it's okay. The sign of us being attacked is a sign of our victory, but I need your support. I need you to go to DrJonesNaturals.com, DrJonesNaturals.com, and get the nano, silver, iodine, tea tree, peppermint, non-fluoride toothpaste, super blue. I need you to get Next Level Foundational Energy and see how great it is, and you'll always order it again. Nobody else is promoting stuff this good. Our information's amazing. Our products are amazing. DrJonesNaturals.com or InfoWarsStore.com for Vitamin Mineral Fusion, books, films, t-shirts. And I hope we're still here in 3-4 months. The stuff's ready to ship right now. You should support InfoWars now while you still can, and DrJonesNaturals.com. All right. Maria Z is ready to take over straight ahead from the front lines of the InfoWar as Australia calls for Elon Musk arrest. Stay with us.
I think people are getting quite agitated right out there now outside, Pete, and those anti-vaxxers out there, that 20-30%, are the ones out there are protesting on the streets and doing that sort of thing. I think you're going to find the rest of us coming at you lock, stock and barrel, and we're going to be putting the pressure on you fairly hard, because the rest of us that are trying to do the right thing by the country and our kids and get vaccinated and do the right thing, I think for you, we're going to start to get even more agitated, and we're going to start to get more hardcore, and I think that's what you're going to see, massive division out there, and it'll be us on the front foot. That's what I think is going to happen. I think the tide is going to turn on those anti-vaxxers out there, and you are really going to feel the heat.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, and that clip that I just aired you is an embarrassment to our nation, really. Her name is Jackie Lambie, who previously threatened to come after anti-vaxxers and is now calling publicly for Elon Musk to be jailed. And, of course, she's deleted her X account now. She says it's because she's boycotting the platform. But really, most of the people are feeling that it is just because she's embarrassed herself. We have the Prime Minister, in the wake of the tragic stabbing of the bishop, coming out and attacking Elon Musk, pretty much it is completely bipartisan support now to accelerate mis- and disinformation laws in Australia. And let me tell you, they have, through urgent court orders, made sure that no one can see that video of the stabbing of that bishop. They say that they're doing it to protect the community, but what it really is a classic case of the government wanting to seize control of the internet through the eSafety Commissioner, Julie Inman. Granted, we have very, very few politicians standing up to them, but one is Senator Ralph Babbitt. He has been a fierce defender of human rights, liberty, the rights of children, the rights of every single man, woman and child to bodily autonomy. He's gone after the government regarding excess deaths. We are very, very proud to have him as a senator, and he joins us today. Senator Ralph Babbitt, thank you so much.
G'day, Maria, and g'day to the audience of InfoWars. I'm glad to be here. It's very early here in Australia. It's now actually, it's 5 a.m. here, so I'm a little bit dusty, but I'm glad to be here. Let's have a talk about what's been going on in our country recently, because our country, I'm going to be honest here, we're a bit of a laughing stock right now with what's happening here.
It is a laughing stock, and it is very embarrassing to see some of our senators behaving this way. Team, if you can just play that clip of Jackie Lambie talking about how we want to see Elon Musk jailed.
Our
Elon Musk has no social conscience or conscience whatsoever. I don't know, whatever Elon Musk is on, it says that that's okay to continue to air that is absolutely disgusting behaviour. And quite frankly, the bloke should be jailed. And the sooner that we can bring rules in or do something about this sort of game playing with our social media, the better off we're going to be. But quite frankly, the power that that man has, because of that platform that he's on, it's got to stop. It has absolutely got to stop.
Right, so she's called for him to be jailed. Kudos to Oz vs. The Agenda there for clipping that. Give him a follow on X. He does some great work. This person that was previously talking about hunting down anti-vaxxers essentially is now saying we should jail Elon Musk. But the problem is, as hilarious as this behavior is, Senator Babbitt, we have bipartisan support of this mis- and disinformation bill. So we're currently up against a break. When we come back, Senator Babbitt, I'd love to just give you the floor to talk about the journey of this mis- and disinfo bill, how the government is exploiting these tragedies, exploiting the victims to call for more censorship. 17 complaints to the ACMA, the Media Regulatory Authority in Australia. 17 complaints, and Anthony Albanese says that this is... indicative that the whole nation wants X silenced. The Rumble CEO is saying they're seeing requests like never before from Australia. We are in serious trouble. We'll be back with Senator Babbitt right after the break. Senator Ralph Babbitt is here with us today, and he has tweeted defying the tyrannical e-safety commissioner who thinks that she can censor the entire internet. And he is saying, I will not remove this video without free speech. Our nation will fall. Senator Ralph Babbitt is here with us today. We are so, so grateful for him, a fierce defender of free speech. So, Senator Babbitt, talk us through from sort of the outset how the government is capitalizing really on this tragedy, exploiting it for their gains. I'll give you the floor.
Well, it was Rahm Emanuel who said, never let it, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, never let a crisis go to waste, because you can use a crisis to do things that you couldn't do without that crisis. You can get people to accept things that they wouldn't have accepted without that crisis. Now, it doesn't matter if that crisis is real, if that crisis is imagined, if that crisis is something that the government has had a hand in putting together themselves. The point is the government will use a crisis to push an agenda. They'll never put it down and let it go away. This is exactly what they've done here. They've used an apparent crisis, which was a stabbing. It's a sad thing that's happened. I wish it didn't happen, but the priest who was stabbed survived. He's okay. He's already forgiven his attacker, but they've used that as a pretext to push through misinformation and disinformation laws that they've always wanted to pass in the first place. Now, this mis- and disinformation laws that they've been cooking up is supported by both the major parties. It's supported by the left major party. It's supported by the right major party. In fact, it was our Liberal Party. So in Australia, the Liberal Party is the party of free speech. It's the party of centre-right conservative values, but it is called the Liberal Party. So for you Americans out there, just bear with me. This idea was put together, was cooked up in the first place by the Liberal Party. So in a way, that would be like our Republicans. They cooked this up during the last term that they were in power. They decided that, hey, we can't push this through. We don't have enough time. They lost the last election. So our left-leaning party picks it up, which would be akin to the Democratic Party in the United States. They pick it up, and then they try and ram it through. So this censorship legislation, this idea, it has bipartisan support. Now, you've got to think of this. How does a piece of legislation, the idea for it came out under one party, magically reappear under another party after the next election when that previous party loses power? This is an example of what Donald Trump likes to call the deep state, the bureaucrats, where it doesn't matter which party is in power. If there's an agenda to be pushed, that agenda will be pushed if the left major party is in power or if the right major party is in power. And the tyrants throughout history, all they have ever wanted is more control over their citizens. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. We're seeing the government, and it doesn't matter which government, the left or the right, we're seeing the government overall, the parties of government, decide that, hey, we don't like the fact that our citizens have access to information unfettered. We don't like the fact that our citizens can go online, and X is public enemy number one right now, they can go online on X and they can see views and information which we don't agree with, which we don't want you to see. This whole exercise is about getting Elon Musk, and it's about getting X. It's not about taking down content that the government thinks we shouldn't be allowed to see. It's about getting X, and it's about getting Elon Musk. That's what it's about, because they don't like free speech. They want to control narratives, and X makes it so that it's very difficult for them to control narratives. A free citizen can use X in real time to see real information and criticize the government. That's a big no-no when it comes to the Australian government. They don't want you to have that kind of power. So we need to push back against the government as much as we can, and we need to defend X, and we need to defend what Elon Musk is doing. I ask everyone out there to get on X and create an account if you haven't done so already.
Yeah, absolutely agree with you, Senator Babbitt. I want to play a clip of Julie Inman, Grant team, if you can cue that up. She is the person that is really the face of this e-safety commission. The problem that we have, and this is why this matters to everyone, not just Australians, this person is telling Elon Musk that he must censor this video globally. She doesn't want this information anywhere in the world. So she's now really reaching past Australia and trying to control the information that Americans see, that, you know, people in France see. I mean, this is unbelievable. Play that clip for us, team, if you can, and then I'll give a couple of words about this this lunatic.
Well, we have a range of graduated powers. There could be civil proceedings, and we could take them to court, or we could fine them. Of course, the quantum of the fine would depend on the gravity of the noncompliance, but we can use graduated tools like linked deletion notices. So if they fail to remove the content, then we can go to the search engines such as Google or Bing to really minimize the amount of content the Australians can see.
Right. So it's about minimizing the amount of content that Australians can see. But then the Global Affairs Department of X basically came out and said that this is an attempt to control information globally. It's not just trying to censor it in Australia. Really briefly on Julie Inman Grant, she recently, and Senator Malcolm Roberts tweeted about this team. You've got that tweet, $40,000 in taxpayer money to visit the World Economic Forum, where she goes to talk about controlling speech online and how we need to regulate speech. She's actually a former Twitter employee, so perhaps many people have speculated that she's disgruntled and just coming after X and free speech because of that. But one, the most egregious thing, in my opinion, Senator Babbitt, is that she tried to censor Billboard Chris in Canada. And actually, in Australia, you can't view Billboard Chris's original tweet about Teddy Cook, who is a UN trans expert, I suppose, who posts naked selfies on the beach online and posts promoting bestiality. And eSafety has actually worked with this individual, Teddy Cook, before, who actually does post illegal things. Now, this video that you've shared, Senator Babbitt, is not illegal. So can you talk to us about the double standards here and why you chose to repost the video? Because the media and the government, I suppose, is coming after you now.
They are. They are. So I posted the video to make a stand. If something is not illegal, I have the right to, especially as a sitting senator, I have the right to talk about it, and I have the right to share it. People may make the argument, they might say, oh, you shared a video, and by the way, the bishop who was attacked in the terrorist attack is okay, he is making a full recovery, he's fine, he's not dead, he is alive, he is okay, and he has already forgiven his attacker. If I can't share a video about something that really happened in Australia, happened to an Australian citizen, happened on live stream here in Australia. I can't share it. I can't talk about it. If I bend the knee to such a thing, where is our country going to end up in a year, in 2 years, in 10 years? If we allow this e-safety commissioner, if we allow the Australian government to start taking down things that are true, it's not going to end up in a good place. Someone might make the argument, oh, you're sharing something which was an illegal act. No, I'm not. I am sharing something that genuinely did happen. The illegal act is of a terrorist that stabbed the bishop. I, making commentary on it and showing the video, is not the illegal act. They'll say, oh, what about child pornography? That's illegal. You can't share that. That's very different. It's illegal to film. It's illegal to share. It's illegal to partake in child pornography. Completely different. They are conflating two things that are not the same. And that's what they like to do. They like to use an extreme example to shut down legitimate speech. And I won't let them do it. I will not bend the knee to big government. I will not bend the knee to big censorship. And I have to make a stand. That's why I shared the video. And if anyone wants to see it, jump on YouTube. It's still on YouTube. Have a look at my monologue. It was a 7-minute monologue with a short 7 or so second clip of the actual attack. And I have the right as a sitting senator to make commentary about current affairs in our country. This was a news event. That's what this was. If they can shut down my reporting on a news event as a sitting senator, what can they do to you at home? I don't think the average Australian really understands how dangerous this precedent is. This is incredibly dangerous. If we let this go now, you can bet your bottom dollar, but it will only get worse. It will not get better. They will turn the screws and they will keep pushing for more and more and more censorship. And before you know it, you will not be able to say diddly squat anywhere in our country, anywhere on social media, anywhere on mainstream media, anywhere at all. The government will completely control what you can and can't say. Look at what they do in communist China, where you don't have the right to speak. If you think that we're not going to end up there, you're extremely naive. It's exactly where the globalists want to take us. The model for the West is China. That is what they want. And they are getting it right now. Elon Musk is in their way. We must do everything we can to support this man. And we must do everything we can to protect free speech. Without free speech, we do not have a democracy anymore. It's gone.
Absolutely. And in terms of where it can lead, Viva Frey just shared, team, I don't know if you've got his X account handy, but he said this is an actual bill being proposed by the NDP in Canada. There is no limit to their desired tyranny. They will not be happy until they control your very thoughts. So basically the aim is to criminalize positive speech about fossil fuels. Okay, so you can't even have the discussion about fossil fuels and whether they may or may not be positive. No, you just can't talk about them. And if you dare deny anything about climate change or even have the conversation about it, you can face a fine up to $500,000 or 2 years in prison. Senator Babbitt, so when Senator Lambie, in her unhinged, you know, really unstable rant, threatened to come after Australians lock, stock and barrel because they didn't want to inject themselves like lab rats with something that we now know is so dangerous, the COVID shots, 17 million deaths worldwide, conservatively per Dennis Rancor. So if she can threaten Australians in that manner for not wanting to experiment that with their bodies, what lengths will these types of people go to on the topic of, say, something like climate change? I mean, this is you don't need to go to China. It's happening in Canada.
Well, look, the government would like to say, look, we need censorship because misinformation is spreading. The governments are the biggest purveyors of misinformation that there are. Like you just said, safe and effective. How's that for misinformation? Masks will stop you catching COVID when masks arguably made you worse and, you know, gave some people breathing problems. How's that? A woman is anyone who self-identifies as a woman. How's that for misinformation? Not the bits that you're born with, but if you feel like it, You're a woman. There's your misinformation. I mean, global boiling. The world's going to end in a set number of years because the world is on fire and it's boiling, where we've just had our coldest morning in the state of South Australia recently. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. The government themselves spread misinformation all of the time. What, like I said before, what they're worried about is you being able to speak freely. That's what they're really worried about, and that's what they're going to use this crisis to push, controlling speech online. And it's all about getting social media companies. It's all about getting X. They don't have to worry about your mainstream legacy media channels. They already control those people. That's easy to control them because it's a closed system. They want to control you, mum and dad at home now, you free citizen at home now, what you say, what you think. When you can control what a nation says, how a nation thinks, the information that a nation is exposed to, it's very, very easy for government to get their way on anything else that they might want to do because they control your mind then. You know, we have to really push back against this. You know, if the average person really understood how dangerous this was, there would be protests in the street tomorrow. People will be holding placards up saying, absolutely not, not on our watch. That's what would be happening right now. But I think that, unfortunately, the average person seems to be a bit complacent and a bit asleep, especially in Australia. I mean, look what we went through during the COVID times. Completely unscientific, government completely out of control. It was wild. Now, the senator that said that Elon Musk should be arrested and thrown in jail, I don't know what she was thinking. It was completely something that she should not have said. Whether you agree with someone or not, you can't even suggest that you're going to put them in prison because they think differently to you. What is that about? That is completely mad. And I suspect that she may have deleted her ex account because she was getting ratioed to hell. That's just my opinion. I think that's what's going on there. And I wouldn't be surprised if after the heat dies down, she pops back up on Twitter again because, you know, let's be honest, you can't stay away from Twitter for too long because Twitter is honestly one of the only places in Australia to get the truth, to get real news, and to get genuine opinion. Because our country today, even our big mainstream media channels, you know, the equivalent of our Fox News here in Australia, it's called Sky News, even that is now, in my opinion, compromised.
Oh, absolutely. Just this week, or in the past week, one of their hosts, Andrew Bolt, in one breath makes the case for free speech, in the next makes the case for censorship. No, there is absolutely no case for censorship based on this event. It is a clear-cut case for anyone who's learnt anything over the past 4 years. If you can't see that this is a clear case of absolute tyranny, and I want to play this clip from the New South Wales Police Commissioner for everyone. Look at how dangerous this woman's words are. It's just like Jacinda Ardern, and they always get these women to come and make these statements that they're going to be the single source of truth. You know, which is just, to me personally, it's very insulting that they always pick women for this. Team, if you can play that clip of the New South Wales Police Commissioner, please.
I also want to stress that there is misinformation being communicated across social media and people should not share any of that information. The source of information should be from police and law enforcement authorities. So please be assured that police will be the source of truth and not social media and misinformation.
Okay. Right. I note Senator Babbitt, because you brought up the mainstream media, the government has not at one point, you know, the mouthpieces, the talking heads, the puppets, have not at one point come out and said, we're going to hold the media accountable, because those images, those videos of Bishop Marmari's stabbing circulated on national TV just as much as they did on social media. But there's been no talk of censoring the TV stations or holding them accountable. And they are exempt in the Mis and Disinfo Bill, of course.
Of course they are. Of course. Mainstream media, legacy media, they would be loving this because what they get to do is they get to get their control back. So what's happened over the last, I don't know, decade or so, is we've seen a fracturing of the media landscape. Whereas once upon a time, you would go straight to mainstream media as the place where you would get your news from. That's changed completely over the last, you know, and it's accelerated over the last 5 or so years. Now we don't get our news predominantly from mainstream media anymore. The place where we get our news now is social media platforms like X, like Facebook, like Instagram, and begrudgingly like TikTok as well. That's where people go. And legacy media, they have lost the control over the narrative. They've lost the control over the eyeballs. So, of course, they're happy to push this censorship agenda as well, because it will mean that they get the control, the power back. And they will work, and this is my opinion, they will work hand in hand with the government censors in order to, A, get their power back, get their control back, get the money back that they were getting before from having all the advertising revenue flow through because everyone had their eyeballs on them. And I don't think it's right. I think that what they're doing is doing, they're doing the nation a disservice. That's what they're doing, but of course they don't care. So all of this is about controlling the speech of the average man and woman at home. That's what this whole exercise is about. They're coming after X right now because X is the trophy that they want to have on their shelf, because Elon Musk has been so staunch and so open about freedom of speech. So he said more than once, if something is illegal, he will take it off his platform. But if it's not illegal, if it's not black and white illegal, he will not take it off because he doesn't believe in censorship. Why? Because you need to have an open discourse in the public square of all ideas in order to have a functioning and free democracy. The ancient Greeks. So the ancient in ancient Greece, only a free man was allowed to speak. Allowed to speak freely. Slaves were the only people in ancient Greece that were not allowed to speak freely. And this is what the government is doing to us now. They want to turn all of us into slaves. That's what they want to do. I will not stand for it. I am completely against it. Elon Musk doesn't stand for it. And that's why they're attacking him now.
And they're attacking you too, Senator Babbitt. So, you know, article after article, based on the fact that you've chosen to defy this nonsense and say, no, I am a senator. This is a matter of national concern. It's actually a matter of international concern as well. What we need from the Australian politicians and governments really is leadership here. And we need to put on a united front, calls for peace, all of this. And I keep hearing about these, you know, the potential harm that videos like this could cause. But there's been no further harm, Senator Babbitt. Everyone's called for peace. The Christian community is a peaceful community. They've called for forgiveness. I personally put out, because I know Bishop Marmari personally, put out a message of forgiveness myself the following day, because I know that's what the bishop would want. There's been no further calls for any type of violence or anything of this nature. In fact, the New South Wales police wrongly named one of the people that were involved going and trying to film the events after the stabbing, because, you know, a lot of members of the community were very upset. There were also people outside of the community who came and, you know, rioted. No one really knows who these people are. You know, they weren't necessarily invited. They don't go to that church. But understandably, people were angry, and the police are there for that reason, essentially to hold people accountable if they do the wrong thing. But the mainstream media and the police have wrongly named one of the people who was assisting the police, Mario Malik, as one of the violent rioters, and shared images all over. Every single mainstream media outlet has plastered this young man's face, who was actually assisting police on the night, all over the media. I mean, what about that harmful misinformation? What about holding the media accountable for that? But there is none of that. And here's the thing, Senator Babbitt, everyone makes mistakes. I've even given Channel 7 the benefit of the doubt, because everyone makes mistakes. We don't need the government to parent us. We'll be back after this short break. Don't go anywhere. Rumble CEO Chris Pavlovsky has confirmed that Rumble has received censorship demands from Australia, New Zealand and other countries that infringe on everyone's human rights. We are noticing a dramatic increase in global censorship unlike anything we've seen before. Elon Musk confirmed that he is seeing the same. We want to shift gears, Senator Babbitt, and thank God for InfoWars and this being an uncensored platform that really is a free speech platform. And thank God for Senator Babbitt of the United Australia Party in Australia, a staunch free speech advocate, because it's not just... Here's the thing, Senator Babbitt, if we don't have free speech, then we can't solve things like excess deaths, which is also something that you have been pushing for accountability for. I want to talk to you about vaccine indemnity, excess deaths, the inquiry into COVID in Australia, and where our country is up to with all of that.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, recently I was successful in convincing the Senate to have an inquiry into excess deaths. I mean, it's been referred to a Senate committee called the Community Affairs References Committee. So they're going to put together a report, which is due by the 31st of August this year. So obviously, we all know that excess deaths is a global phenomenon. That's pretty clear, right? And we know that these excess deaths are not all COVID. I mean, I'll talk about Australia for just 1 second here. So in Australia, we've got excess deaths. So the key areas of concerns are dementia. It's up 18.5%. Diabetes deaths are up 20.1%. Other cardiac conditions, so all grouped together, cardiac conditions, up 13.1%. And respiratory diseases, the deaths are up 13%, right? So we know that. We know it's not all COVID. We know that we've had the highest excess death rate in our country since World War II. World War II. And we know that all of this started roughly about the time that the COVID mRNA, that I hesitate to call it vaccines, the COVID mRNA injections were rolled out in Australia. So it's an issue of concern. It's something that the Parliament hasn't wanted to investigate for the longest time. And finally, after about five attempts, I finally convinced the Australian Senate, hey, guys, there's something to see here. Our fellow Australians are dying in great numbers. It's not all COVID. We need to investigate. Now, granted, part of those excess deaths are going to be things like people didn't go to the doctor during lockdowns, for example, or they missed out on cancer screenings and things like that because the world shut down for, you know, almost 2 years, right? Maybe that's part of it. But we don't know. We need to investigate. Now, I have a suspicion that at least part of all these deaths is due to the COVID mRNA injection. I don't have 100% proof just yet, but we are going to have an inquiry. We are going to look into it. We are going to invite the right experts in to give evidence. And God willing, we will get to the bottom of this, because what we know for sure is that the COVID times was absolute garbage, absolute garbage. Our governments did things that were unscientific. Our governments threw out the pre-written pandemic handbooks. Now, I don't know how it went down in the United States, but in Australia, we had things like curfews where you couldn't leave your house after a certain time of the day because the virus knew that it was time for you to be home. And if you were outside of your house, outside of curfew, the virus is going to get you. We had things like you could go to a restaurant, but you couldn't stand up. You had to sit down because the virus knew if you stood up, it'll get you. But if you sit down, no problem. So we had crazy things like that happen here. It was complete madness. So this inquiry is only looking into excess deaths, but it's something that needs to happen. And if we discover, hey, there is something to see here, then I'm going to push for a broader, more wide-ranging inquiry, which in Australia is called a Royal Commission, where we lift up the covers, look under the couch, look under the bed, look in the cupboard to ascertain if the actions of the government and the bureaucrats at the time was a positive or a negative. I have a feeling it's going to lead towards negative, but we'll have to see.
Well, the thing that is just astounding to me, Senator Babbitt, is that the first time that you proposed this, most politicians were not interested in knowing why Australians were dying in droves. I've been talking about this ever since it happened, because anyone in their right mind would want to know
why so many of their countrymen are dying, including those who are apparently elected to protect their people and do the right thing by them and represent them, and certainly on my tax dollars. Yes.
Look, I suspect that my fellow senators have a suspicion as to what's going on, as I do. But this is what we're asking of this. We're asking many of the people responsible for the decisions that they made during the COVID era to investigate themselves. That's what we're asking these people to do. Hey, mate, investigate yourself. Hey, mate, let's have a look if the decisions that you made, because you're still in power now, was a good idea or a bad idea. It's just human nature, obviously, not to want to do that. But it needs to happen. And if they are people of substance and people of worth, what they'll do is they'll dive headfirst into this inquiry. They'll look at all the decisions that were made. And then if we find out that some of the decisions that they made were the wrong ones, they should be grown men or grown women and say, hey, look, it was a different time. We weren't sure. We made the wrong decision or whatever it is. We take responsibility. We'll learn from this and it won't happen again. They won't even do that. These are not the right types of people to be sitting in the Senate or the Parliament overall. These are the wrong types of people. And unfortunately, because the average Australian has not taken enough of an interest in the political process for such a long time, we've got a situation now where the wrong types of people now hold power in our country. The average mum and dad out there, the average man and woman has to get interested in the political process, has to want to do something for their country, because the people that we have in charge at the moment do not have our best interests at heart. They just don't.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. We need to be politically activated, because people will just say, oh, well, then what's the point? Oh, okay, so just roll over and die then, because that's what, exactly. that's where it's leading. You know, we have to do what we can with the tools that we have. This is really just echoing from the previous segment with Alex and Tom Renz.
Quickly, our system of government is not perfect. We all know that there are imperfections, there are issues with it, but we still live in a democracy. We can still effect change. People need to join parties, even the major parties, and change these parties from within. Have a say in who these parties put on the ballot at the next election. Stop sending linos, was what we call them here, Liberals in name only. Stop sending linos to Parliament House. You have a say. We still have a democracy. Do something. Get off your butt.
Yeah, and I think people should run. I think that, you know, even if you have absolutely no interest in politics, you know, but you really, really care about the country, maybe you're the perfect person for it. Because people are fed up with fake puppets that just, you know, get up there and say all of the things that the majority wants to hear. I mean, Maria, that it's not going to work anymore, Senator Babbitt. It's actually not working.
The perfect person to run for office is someone that doesn't want to do it. It's someone that doesn't see themselves as a politician, as a senator. That's who needs to run. The people that are running now, that's all they've ever wanted to do. Lord over you, make decisions about your life, control you. Those are the kinds of people that are there now. They're not the right kind of people. The right person is the mum and dad sitting in the suburbs right now that doesn't want to do it. You're the one that needs to do it, that person.
Absolutely agree. After the break, I want to talk to you about vaccine indemnity, what the WHO is trying to do, and basically what we need to do moving forward, because things are getting tougher. Senator Babbitt's with us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We're here with our final segment with Senator Ralph Babbitt, an amazing senator from Australia, from the United Australia Party. We're all very grateful for him taking a very strong stand for free speech right now in Australia, defying unlawful requests from the eSafety to control the internet. And so we are very grateful for him. in the midst of Australian politicians calling for Elon Musk to be jailed. But right before the break, Senator Babbitt said something very crucial. And he said that really who needs to be in politics is the people that don't really want to. I mean, this is even true of President Donald Trump. He said that it wasn't really something that he wanted to do. He did it because he felt compelled for the sake of his nation. And I know, Senator Babbitt, that you've written to him and he's personally responded to you in the past as well. We have the United States elections coming up this year. How do you think this is going to affect Australian politics and really politics worldwide?
Well, I think that the United States is a beacon for the rest of the world. It always has been. And whatever happens in the United States has a direct effect on the entirety of the West, whether people like to admit it or not. I mean, at this stage, it's very simple. Either we choose freedom and prosperity through Mr. Trump, President Trump, number 45, or we choose more war and despair with Joe Biden, President Biden. That's what we're looking down the barrel of here. It's really not complicated. I mean, we know what a Trump presidency looks like. Because we had one. All the lefties will complain, oh, mean tweets. I'd rather mean tweets than World War III, mate. I'd rather mean tweets and peace in the Middle East or under Joe Biden, no mean tweets. But what do we have instead? We have inflation out of control. In America, you've got open borders. In America, you've got, you know, a fentanyl crisis. You've got American politicians cheering and clapping in their houses of parliament because they're sending money overseas to the Ukraine while their own country falls apart. This is what you have there right now. America is falling apart. Now, why do I care so much about what happens in America? Because whatever happens there will eventually find its way here in Australia. If we have a strong, prosperous, proud, successful America, we'll have a strong, prosperous Australia as well. That's why I care. And I think President Trump has proven, obviously, over the 4 years that he was in power, that he can lead, that he can bring peace, and that he is a good leader, and that he can preside over a decent, strong economy. Joe Biden has proven that he can't. He's in power now. Look what's happened. So if we want a strong and safe Australia, if you want a strong and safe Anglosphere, you need to have Mr. Trump back in the White House. But not only Mr. Trump, you've got to have people like Mr. Trump to come after him. We need to reinvigorate Western democracies, Western values, freedom of speech, entrepreneurship. We need to reinvigorate these things. And Trump is a beacon. Trump is a symbol. Okay, this is not just about Trump. This is about the West. That's what this is about. This is bigger than President Trump, but he is a symbol and we need him back in power. We need to send a clear message to the globalists, to the authoritarians, that we're not okay with what they've been doing. We don't agree with it. We won't stand for it. And we're making better choices when it comes to our leaders. We get him back in power. After that, you get somebody else like him. That message spreads throughout the world and the entire world is better off.
Senator Babbitt, you mentioned we were going to talk about the WHO previously. Donald Trump has said that if he's elected, he will leave the WHO. There are already, current sitting people in the US wanting to completely decouple from anything United Nations. Are you also in support of this?
Absolutely, absolutely. We need to look. I'm not opposed to cooperating with other nations, of course, but I'm 100% opposed to these unelected globalist tyrants, these globalist bureaucrats who are unelected, having a say in what my country does, in what my nation does, in anything at all. Now, like I said, cooperation is fine. But allowing these tyrants, the World Economic Forum specifically, the United Nations, and all the other sister organizations having control over the policy and the direction of our free nation state is absolute madness. It's madness. If I was ever in a position to, I would exit all of these organizations immediately. Done. I'm out. We're gone. In Australia, we need to make decisions that are Australia first. Just like Americans need to make decisions that are America first, we need to do the same. We cannot be beholden to special interests, especially globalist special interests, because like I said before, they don't have our best interests at heart. The one thing that the globalists hate the most is they hate individual nation states, because when you have individual nation states that have a national identity, that are free, that are democratic, it stands in their way. It stands in their way of their, well, in their eyes, their globalist utopia, where they have control over the entire world, which is what they really want. They want control. I will not let them have it. As long as I have breath in my body, I will fight these globalists every step of the way.
We appreciate you, Senator Babbitt. You brought up immigration in the last couple of minutes that we've got here. The United States has a very serious invasion problem at the border. I would say that Australia has a legal invasion problem with the numbers of immigrants that we are taking in right now. I believe Craig Kelly said it was 100,000 last month. So this is unprecedented for a population of roughly 26 million people when we already have a cost of living crisis, a housing crisis. What are we going to do about this, Senator Babbitt? Well,
the immigration issue is twofold. First of all, we're in a per capita recession. So they're bringing in a whole bunch of migrants to fudge the numbers, basically. It's basically a Ponzi scheme or a pyramid scheme designed to make the books look better. But on the other side, what it's also about is it's about eroding the social fabric of the nation, right? Bringing a whole bunch of people into any nation without giving enough time for these people to assimilate and become Australian or become American or become whatever else. When you can erode the social fabric of a nation, you have more control over that nation. When that nation loses its national identity, it's easier for globalist interests to control that nation. Like I said before, what the globalists hate the most is they hate national identity, they hate the nation state, because the nation state stands in the way of their globalist vision for the world, which is one of the main reasons which I believe that immigration is unchecked all across the West. It's not just Australia. It's not just America. It's Europe as well. Look what they've done to Europe. They are eroding the national identities of those nation states. And the byproduct of that is going to be control over those countries by the globalists. And we need to push back against it. We need to maintain our national identities. And we just need to say no to the globalist interests.
Absolutely agree. They call it, United Nations calls it replacement migration. The agenda is literally in the name of the agenda, to replace your national identity, to replace patriotism. You can find Senator Ralph Babbitt on X. It's at Senator B-A-B-E-T. That is his handle. Senator, we've got about a minute. Your closing comments.
My closing comments are, mum and dad, sitting at home, listening to my voice, listening to Alex Jones, listening to Maria Z right now, you have to be the change that you want to see. You are the only ones that can improve your individual nations. You're the only one that can improve America. You're the only one that can improve wherever you live in Europe. You're the only one that can improve wherever you live here in Australia. You have to take responsibility. You've got to take action. The people that are sitting in our respective parliaments right now have proven to us through their actions over many, many decades that they do not care about our individual countries. They do not care about our civilization. They do not care about the West. They do not care about private ownership. They do not care about children. They do not care about anything. If you care, put your hand up, join a party, be active. Watching videos like this, complaining on social media is not enough. You must join a party of your choice. You must go to the meetings and you must have a say in who that party puts on the ballot for the next election. Our systems are not perfect. We know that. But we still live in democracies. We don't live in a one party. Well, we don't live in communist China yet. But if you don't do anything very quickly, within our lifetimes, we will end up living in something that looks like communist China. You still have a chance to change it. Don't squander it. Don't waste it. Get off your butt. Tomorrow morning, when you wake up, join a party right now. Stop stuffing around.
Senator Ralph Babbitt from the United Australia Party, we're very, very grateful for you joining us this morning. Again, very early in the morning, but you're so passionate about humanity and that comes through very, very clearly with every word that you speak. So we are grateful for you. Thank you for fighting for Australia and for all people around the world. I'll see you all next week.